one. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. AM 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Malieno. The letter called for a change in the way things are being done in Iraq, underscoring by the time, because time is running out, a letter to the president from Democratic leaders in the House and Senate about the war in Iraq. During his speech today, President Bush conceded change is always in the works.
Our tactics are constantly changing. I talked to our generals who are in charge of these operations, and my message to them is whatever you need, we'll give you. And whatever tactics you think work on the ground, you put in place.
And he's meeting tomorrow with top generals in person and via conference calls to discuss just that, the potential for change in tactics, considering the ever-increasing violence among civilians and the over 70 U.S. soldiers killed this month alone. But Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld noted it's nothing special.
We're going to have another one of our regular meetings, regular session where we, I think this is the third or fourth of them, where we are updated and review the circumstance and discuss the way forward. So it's nothing unusual.
In Islam's holiest city, Mecca, Shiite and Sunni religious figures issued a series of edicts today forbidding violence between Iraq's two Muslim sects. The efforts to end the sectarian bloodshed. It is uncertain, however, whether the fatwas will find resonance among the country's Sunni and Shiite militants, whose tit-for-tat attacks have created a deadly cycle of violence that seems to gain momentum and brutality daily. An old man whose car hurtled through a Santa Monica farmer's market, killing 10 people and injuring more than 70, was convicted today of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, the harshest verdict possible. KNX reporter Claudia Pescuda says the 89-year-old man faces a maximum of 18 years in prison.
Attorney Mark Overland, one of the attorneys representing Mr. Weller, says he's very disappointed with the outcome of this case. He points out that it was a very emotional case, not saying that jurors were necessarily led by their emotions in making their decision, but just pointing out that it would be difficult for them to not feel emotional about this. Overland also pointed out that the prosecution showed graphic photographs to the jury of this horrible tragedy, and jurors have said that those photographs were tough to look at.
The jury didn't buy the defense argument. Weller got the brake and accelerator mixed up in 20 seconds of high-speed confusion. It would appear a Wisconsin grocery clerk won the contest, and the grand prize may well be 5 years behind bars. Jake Brom and another on the Internet in Texas had been trying to come up with the scariest threat. Brahms was terrorists planned to detonate dirty bombs at NFL stadiums around the country this weekend. That message on the Internet caught the attention of the feds, like U.S. Attorney Christopher Christie. The so-called hoax may not have been real. Christie concedes that, but a threat is a threat. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
How much of your day is spent in email? Reporter Pete Combs says, for one executive, enough is enough.
When he couldn't even talk with his assistant 20 feet away, PPD Fulfillment CEO Scott Docter realized he was addicted to email.
I felt very bad about setting what I feel is a bad example of how to communicate.
So company-wide, he banned email on Fridays.
It's been fantastic.
Not everybody at PPD thought so at first. Take Jessica Cranford, for instance.
That's going to take away from me my productivity.
But Jessica says she's come around.
Well, I found myself getting up and actually talking to people more. It ended up not taking 8 emails to resolve something instead.
Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
Are you in a position to talk business into moving to Illinois to set up shop? Can you use $100,000? Officials in the southeastern Illinois city of Fairfield are getting aggressive when it comes to attracting new businesses. The city this week offering $100,000 cash bounty to the person or business that brings new employment up.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock, welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can always join the conversation. The number to call, always toll free for the 916 area code, 349-1320. If you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, or we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. A couple of things. First of all, we are still giving away, and we have bunches to give away, free Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts. We're not freeing him. The t-shirts are for free. You just come and pick them up at our studios at AM 1320, and we are located at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield. Pick one up for free during regular business hours. So you have until about 5 o'clock if you want to do it for the weekend, have something nice to wear. And also, I want to give you a rundown of what we have got coming up in the following week. We are going to be joined by a very distinguished author. He's English. His name is Simon Winchester. He's going to be with us in the studio. And his new book is now out in paperback. It's called A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906, which has some relevance for us, don't you think, in the neighborhood? So he joins us on Tuesday in the 4 o'clock hour. On Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour, best-selling, blockbuster best-selling author Tess Gerritsen is going to be with us also in studio. She was nominated for the prestigious Edgar Award. And for mystery writers, that's kind of like the Oscar of mysteries. And her new novel is called The Mephisto Club. It's a chilling tale that explores the heart of evil. And she is here on behalf of the Sacramento Bees Book Club, and she will be going directly from our studios to that event on Thursday the 26th. So those are just two of the guests that we have upcoming. Gee, where do I start? Well, okay, let's start with Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown is being challenged by the Republicans because he's so far ahead of his Puchigian in the race for Attorney General in California that the Republicans don't know what to do. They're tearing what little hair they have left out. And so what they're going to do is they're going to sue Jerry Brown, or have already started that process, because the law says you've got to have 5 years immediately from running from office of, say, Attorney General to have been active in the bar. And he didn't re-up in the bar until 2003, but he was admitted to the bar in about 40 years ago, 1965. So the legal minds are saying inactive members may transfer to active status anytime upon request. It really doesn't affect whether or not you are have been admitted to practice. When he took the bar and when he passed and when he was admitted in 1965, then he was admitted to practice. So anyway, this is a measure of how well, how desperate I think the Republicans must be that they are trying to sue Jerry Brown out of running, and I don't think it's going to happen, and I think he will win that particular race. I want to talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger for a moment. I am chagrined, as many of you are, that the all the major newspapers have endorsed him. I think it's a popularity contest, really. Maybe I'm just always for the loser. I'm always for the guy that I think will be better, but I guess the smart money isn't for that guy. Well, Schwartzy has added more money to his campaign. He has put $3.5 million of his own money into his reelection campaign. This is according to Secretary of State filings. He has now donated close to $30 million, Schwartzy has, from his personal fortune to finance his various political campaigns over the past 3 years. Sources close to the governor said that campaign aides had asked for roughly $6 million more to complete his 2006 reelection effort, but the governor has settled for the smaller amount. So, in other words, his aides wanted him to tap into his personal treasury to the tune of $6 million, and he came up with $3.5 million. Under Prop 34, donors are limited to $22,300, but rich candidates can spend as much as they want on their own campaigns. Schwarzenegger raises far more money than Phil does from individual donors, but the governor is a big spender on TV ads, voter outreach, travel, and perks. At the end of the last reporting period, he had less money than Phil in his accounts, only $2.4 million compared to Phil's $2.8 million. People don't know exactly how much Schwartzy is worth, but he and First Lady Maria Shriver are estimated to be worth between $100 million and $300 million in investments and real estate. Wow, those steroids got him very far down the road. They already have put roughly $25 million of their own money into various campaigns, including $8.2 million into last year's failed election. Wow, $8.2 million down the tubes. However, campaign cash is getting around the rules. If you think that putting rules in place to raise campaign cash works, it really doesn't. I think campaign cash is like water. It finds its way into all cracks and nooks and crannies. Political consultants and wealthy interest groups are skirting campaign caps. Oh, well, that's a big surprise. In some instances, donors are loading independent campaign war chests with six-figure checks, far more than the law allows them to give directly to candidates. The money is paying for mailings and ads, TV ads, and so on. In other instances, contributors are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to little-noticed county campaign committees that are controlled by political parties. The committees, in turn, are transferring money to candidates in tough races at the opposite ends of the state. Under state law, candidates have to disclose any donation of $1,000 or more within 24 hours. The disclosures include the identity of contributors. State law also restricts donors to giving $3,300 to legislative candidates, $5,600 to statewide candidates, $22,300 to gubernatorial candidates. But there are no caps on the amount that rich interests can spend on campaign activity done independently of candidates. Any disclosure requirements for such efforts are far more lax. So why look for ways to hide donations? You can do it. The richest, the people who have special interests that come before. This is the best legislative and political muscle that money can buy. I don't know who's lobbying on behalf of We the People 24/7, who has the kind of money that these big rich special interests do, but most of the time it doesn't even come close. And the funny thing is that all the power resides with We the People. We the People. This is us little rabbits. When we all come together, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And we can really do something magical and large and right and honorable. But I don't know how often we come together, and I'll tell you the story that I told the other day, having gone to the Sacramento Speaker Series and listened to Tim Russert the other night, bore, 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 save your money. He doesn't really come out with an opinion. It's like pulling teeth to get him to say, to give an opinion. But in any event, one of the things they did, which I liked a lot in the speaker series, is that they made all these preliminary announcements and so on. And then they said, as they were about ready to introduce the speaker, they said, now, turn to your right and left and say hello. Smile and say hello, because these are the people, you know, essentially, I guess you buy a seat. that is yours for the duration of the series for that year, for that season. So you're going to be seated next to the same people, pretty much, typically, or at least that's the thinking. And the moment everybody had permission to smile and say hello to the people on the right and left, why, the whole auditorium exploded. And it's sort of like we don't really think that we have permission. We don't even think about having permission. We're just in our own little cocoons, and we're looking straight ahead, and we're not looking left or right. We're just going straight forward, and we're not making contact. And the thing that really saves you in life are your friends and human contact. It gives you the most pleasure. All the people who've written about happiness tell us that. But the moment that the MC on stage said, look left, look right, and say hello to the people on either side of you, everybody started to chat. It's sort of like, wow, that's what a novel idea. Why didn't I think of that? Letters to the editor on the Schwartzy endorsement. Wow. Oh, my goodness. People are furious. It sounds as if you chose to endorse Schwartzy by default. You didn't like Phil Angelides' answers and wanted to be swayed by charisma, writes Rick of Santa Rosa. Letters to the editor in the Chronicle. If I were 14 years old, that might work for me, too. But I remember Schwartzy going back on promises to better fund education and secure health care for every child in California. Instead, he took $2 billion from schools, raised college tuition, and then pushed Prop 76. He vetoed AB 772, the bill that would have covered the kids, and he let Walmart and other large employers avoid health care costs for their employees. Furthermore, he tried to reduce nursing staff in hospitals and tried to slash wages and benefits for home care workers. Granted, he did some things right with the environment and minimum wages, etc. Shouldn't our governor, as a matter of course, work with the legislature to accomplish such things? Have you set the bar too low for Schwartzy while holding it too high for Angelides? You know what? I think that's right. If Angelides got caught with those raunchy kind of pictures that we saw on the web with Arnold, like Arnold did, You think that wouldn't be a huge scandal? It's just that we expect that Arnold is so rowdy, and how much lower can the bar be set? But here is Arnold and a really low bar, and everybody's just moved on. They don't expect anything more from him. And for some reason, they're in love with him. In today's B, I thought this was interesting, and I thought dangerous, too. Let me tell you why. The story is about the skilled GOP operatives credited for reversing Schwartzy's political fortunes in the wake of that disastrous special election. There are two of them, Steve Schmidt and Matthew Dowd. The story begins this way. When they arrived in the Capitol early this year, Schwartzy had been battered by voters who rejected his ballot initiatives and was facing a tough re-election. Working with a revamped staff in the governor's office, the two campaign operatives have helped to reverse Schwartzy's political fortunes. Schmidt as the day-to-day manager and Dowd as the chief strategist. As the November 7 election approaches, polls show Schwartzy holding. Now, they're saying, and they're wrong. This is how stuff gets set in stone, and it's not correct. Holding a commanding double-digit lead over Phil Angelides. Actually, the lead is now 8 points on one poll and 9 points on another. Who has tried to tether Schwartzy to the unpopular policies of President Bush. So, in any event, they talk little known outside the insular world of politicians and the journalists who cover them. These two, Schmidt and Matthew Dowd, have brought to California operational and technical skills honed in Washington, and honed, by the way, at the knee of Rove and Cheney. Working with Karl Rove, the architect of Bush's political career, Matthew Dowd was the chief strategist for the 2004 Bush campaign, where he oversaw all media message development, targeting, and research. Schmidt ran the campaign's vaunted rapid response operation. Schwartzy also hired a new chief of staff, Democrat Susan Kennedy. Well, we all know that. They thought people thought that when these two came to town, Dowd and Schmidt, that they wouldn't be able to figure out California fast enough, that California is its own beast, but they did very well. In reading this story, and the reason I say dangerous, is what it does, I think, and you tell me what you think, is it pulls back the veil of what a campaign is really about. A campaign is really about advertising and marketing. I know a lot of you believe that the person who runs the slickest campaign or runs the most persuasive campaign or the most successful campaign is therefore the best person to govern. But there is no particular correlation. We have seen in Washington that Dickey and his people, Dick and Dickey and Rove and all of them, have run terrific campaigns. And for a time, the success of those campaigns has masked how incompetent this administration is. But, you know, you can only sit on it for so long before it bursts out all over the place. And now we know that just because your marketing is really slick doesn't mean, just because you can run a good campaign doesn't mean you can run the country, or it may mean that what you can run the country into is the ground. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Talk to me about the marketing aspects of this campaign and why, how it was somehow that these guys were able to sell the toothpaste that is Schwartzy, as opposed to Phil's people to sell the toothpaste that is Phil. Here's what I can tell you from the advertising business. And those of you who are in advertising or marketing, I particularly like to have your thoughts if you're not squirreled away in your offices somewhere. Here's what we know about the advertising from the advertising business. You can devise the best, most persuasive advertising for a mediocre product. And what will happen is people will flock to try that product once. And if it's not any good, they're never coming back. Or it's going to take them a very long time to come back. So you have to hand it to these guys. Maybe Arnold is just a lucky guy. Remember what Napoleon said, I don't want good generals, I want lucky generals. So maybe Arnold is a lucky guy, but he came back from the ashes in the hands of this political team, which I think includes his wife as an advisor. It includes Susan Kennedy as a Democratic chief of staff. And it includes these two handlers who have studied at the feet of Dick Cheney and Karl Rove, two key GOP operatives who were able to craft, you know, to take the sow's ear and turn it into a silk purse. That's really what they were able to do. I think you're going to see when Arnold, maybe I'm wrong, you know, look into the tea leaves, but I think you're going to see that Arnold reverts back to what he is. And the more I see of him here, the more I encounter him, the more I read about him, the more I think about him, the more I conclude that there's less there than meets the eye. But like Dickey, he is a really good vehicle because of his celebrity and now incumbency. He's a good vehicle to ride into the next election. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, thank you, God. It's Friday. I'm so happy. 52 for the low, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. 81, 82. We are at 82 here in the River City. And our traffic southbound 99 with really no incidents to speak of. However, northbound I-5 at Arena Boulevard, we do have a three-car crash over there. And eastbound 50 just east of northbound Watt Avenue, two-car crash and a vehicle on the right-hand side just over the fog line, slowing things down a little bit. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong.
Yeah.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Eat It Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
I can tell, I just know that it's going down.
3:26 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel as we leap into the arms of the weekend. Oh, more is heating up on the Charlie Brown campaign and Doolittle, and I have all kinds of information I want to share with you. But first I want to... Well, let me give you what some of the information that's emerging about Doolittle being under investigation. Okay, this is really good. Doolittle has said that he's got an attorney. He wants you to believe that he's not the, quote, target of a Justice Department investigation. And what happens is they don't send you, if you want to parse those words very carefully and be literal, they don't send you a target letter, an actual target letter, until they're ready to indict you. But it's clear that he's under investigation. He just doesn't, so he's being really slippery to sound like he's been exonerated. And in any event, the Bee has been reporting that Doolittle continues to insist that he's not under federal investigation despite mounting evidence to the contrary. Doolittle's office in a statement insisted that the congressman is not under investigation. Instead, it characterized the meetings with his attorney and DOJ prosecutors, Department of Justice prosecutors, as some attempt to clear the congressman's name. But criminal defense lawyers do not approach the Justice Department to clear your name. They meet because, guess what? You are under investigation. Legal expert and former counsel to the House of Representatives from 76 to 1984, Stanley Brand, said, John Doolittle's claim that he's not under investigation is just not credible. The U.S. Justice Department is not a public relations machine. You don't send a lawyer to the Justice Department to clear your name. It is a matter of fact. That records pertaining to John Doolittle's interaction with Jack Abramoff were subpoenaed. The DOJ, the Justice Department, does not subpoena records of people who are not under investigation. So let me give that to you again. The records pertaining to Doolittle's interactions with Jack Abramoff have been subpoenaed. The Justice Department does not subpoena records of people who aren't under investigation. Ergo, Doolittle is under investigation. His campaign has confirmed that records from his wife's consulting firm were subpoenaed by the DOJ, by the Department of Justice, as part of the Abramoff investigation. However, it would be an FEC violation for Congressman Doolittle to use campaign funds for lawyers to defend his wife. So it is a campaign violation for him to, it is an FEC violation, Federal Election Commission violation, for a congressman to use campaign funds for lawyers to defend his wife. Now, Doolittle has used campaign funds for paying a babysitter or his PAC money. I don't know if you can strictly call that campaign fund, but PAC money, his, you know, monies that is that have been channeled to him have been used to pay the babysitter, to buy expensive gifts, to do a lot of different things. In any event, it would be an FEC violation for Deep Doo-Doo to use campaign funds for lawyers to defend his wife. Any campaign expenditure for legal counsel must be related to the candidate himself. As Charlie Brown said, at some point, this has to be beyond politics. If John Doolittle knows that he is the subject of a federal investigation, he's got to tell voters now, not after the election. Oh, really? Charlie, you know that Doo-Doo is not going to tell people that he's under investigation. He's going to say Code Pink. He's going to say Cindy Sheehan. He's going to say NAMBLA. He's going to say ACLU. He's going to say Sean Penn, and that's what he's going to keep saying, like he's a wind-up doll. So, he's under investigation, for sure, in case there was any doubt about it, and he can't use any of his campaign monies to pay for his attorneys. On the other hand, you may have been a target of some deceptive phone calls that the Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle campaign is making, pretending that they are coming from Charlie Brown. Now, I don't know who has received those. If you have received one of these, let us know what they're like. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. These are automated, you know, robo phone calls. Charlie Brown, Republicans for Charlie Brown, have called on the Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle campaign to cease deceptive and probably disruptive too, automated phone calls to voters that are initially represented as though they are coming from the Brown campaign. Everything Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle does, don't you think, is deceptive and dishonest? So they didn't want you to know that these are really coming from the Doolittle campaign. They're pretending, because he's deceptive and he's slippery. He doesn't want you to know that he's under investigation. He's just clearing his name. This is just a slight PR matter that you have to take up with the Department of Justice, which is apparently in the PR business, I guess, to hear Doolittle tell it. In any event, they're misrepresenting. They're trying to create the impression that these calls are coming from the Charlie Brown campaign. So, Republicans for Charlie Brown want these calls to stop, cease and desist. These are automated phone calls. They go to voters that are initially represent, and the calls are initially represented as if they're coming from the Brown campaign. And then what they do, hi, this is from the Brown campaign, and then they go on to smear Charlie Brown. This is from the Brown campaign, but he's horrible. The calls are being made to registered voters from all political parties in the 4th District. Many have received numerous such phone calls in the past 10 days. Brown's campaign office has received numerous complaints from constituents who thought that the robo-dials were coming from the Brown campaign. Most people said they hung up on the message in disgust before they hear the call's closing disclaimer stating that it was paid for by the National Republican Congressional Committee, which has pumped more than $114,000 into the 4th Congressional District race in recent weeks in support of Doolittle. One woman who lives in Auburn said that she has received 5 calls in the last 10 days, despite the fact that she is on a national do not call list. I don't know if that applies to political calls or not. It may not apply to political calls. She said that she complained, but the calls have continued. Who do you complain to? Do not call me. You say it to the robo-dial. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. This is a deceptive, duplicitous, worthy of Doolittle. Deceptive, duplicitous Doolittle. Doolittle. My phone rang at 9:30 at night. Are they allowed to call that late? And I thought it was an emergency. I was scared, but it turned out it was just a sleazy campaign call, she said. She's an artist. She's registered as an independent. All you hear is Charlie Brown's name over and over again. You naturally assume it is from him. So they're trying to annoy people to make them believe these annoying calls are from Charlie Brown, and then they go on to trash poor Charlie, who we are supporting. 349-1320. Did you hear the morning show this morning when they were drinking shots every time Deep Doo Doo in the replay of the debates, and every time Deep Doo Doo said gay or NAMBLA or ACLU, they drank shots. They probably couldn't even walk. Steve in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
I just wanted to say that I occasionally work for the Bill Durston campaign, and that Charlie isn't the only one that's getting phone calls. A lot of people that are Republican or Democrat, I don't know if a lot, but...
Say Democratic. It's the Republicans that have co-opted that word and sleazed it up. It's Democratic.
Okay. But we're getting phone calls of people calling and saying, are you pro-life or are you pro-Durston?
Is that what Oh, my God. And it's coming from who, do you think? Lundgren's people?
You know what? I don't know for sure whether it is, but the best bet is that it is, because they're running scared, too, because he got his rear end kicked at the last couple of...
But Steve, let me ask you. He might have gotten his rear end kicked, but the people who love him love him. And my question is, has anybody seen any numbers on that race to show what position Durston is in that race? In other words, where are they in terms of the polling?
Nobody has done any polling.
I'll bet you Lundgren has, and if he's not releasing it, then it's not good news. If he's ahead by as much as Schwartz's ahead of Phil, I think you'd have heard about it.
Right. I can't imagine
that campaign's not doing polling. Maybe Durston probably doesn't have the money. He may not have the money for it.
No, he doesn't. But considering that Lundgren has $1 million just to play around with, you'd think he's done some internal polling. And I think it's very strange that people, supporters and non-supporters of Durston are getting phone calls like that. So that's pretty dirty too. But
well, that's dirty. It's like a push. It's like a what they call a push poll. I mean, they want to push you in the direction, and they want to.
Well, what they do is they don't even really push poll. They call up and they say, "Are you pro life? Are you pro Durston?" And before anyone can even say anything, they hang up. And there's no call. They're doing it on cell phones or something like that, because there's no call number to call back. You know, it's not showing anything, which makes me believe that it's being done on those buy-time type of cell phones. So,
Well, I don't know how they do it, but thanks for the heads up. I appreciate hearing from you, Steve, and thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. As we continue, I just got an email from one of you, and I have to share it with you, and it has to do with Doolittle, and it has to do with why he sort of so seems, I think he's in a panic, frankly. He's got to be in a panic. He's under investigation, and he could lose. I hope he loses. But also why he's been so arrogant, in case there was even a question about it. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. And they say that the ozone layer, the hole there, is at an all-time high, and they just can't believe 10.6 million square miles of sky around us that's near the South Pole. So I guess we should watch out for that. But our weather this weekend, with the humidity, we're at 28%. Temperatures 81 and 82 for the weekend. We are sitting at 81. I'm hoping that it stays that way for a while. Traffic, southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. We have a little slowness going on the right-hand side. We have a vehicle over the fog line. Also at I-5 and J Street, southbound I-5 at J Street. Northbound 99 at just north of 12th Avenue, we have a major injury accident that is stopping traffic. We have emergency vehicles on scene. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento. Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
Want to get to the at Cache Creek Casino Resort? Win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. Hey, can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind of America.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about these deceptive ads or robocalls purporting to be, in one case, from the Charlie Brown campaign and then going on to Trash Charlie. I haven't heard them, so anybody who has, I'd like to hear from you as to how you would describe them, what they sound like, etc. And then we had a call from somebody, Durston, people would call up and say, or the automatic call, automated call would say something along the lines of, are you for what is it? Are you pro-life or are you pro-Durston? Something like that, right? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And no matter how much Deep Doo-Doo doesn't want you to know that he's in the Deep Doo-Doo, he is under investigation by the Department of Justice. So those of you who are big Doodle supporters, I would love to hear from you. I don't know how you can justify your support for him. But I would really like to hear the sentences you put together in that department. Paul in Roseville, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Enid, am I on?
You are, welcome.
Hi, Enid. I got in the mail yesterday, and I live in Lincoln, a very glossy, thick piece of paper, and it had a picture of a baby on one side, and it said, to all pro-life voters. And you flipped it around the other side, and it listed all the pro-life legislation, supposedly, that Doolittle did. And then it basically said that Charlie Brown is for abortions and partial birth abortions. And he is.
Where did they get that? Just because he's an ACLU member?
Well, however they got it, but here's the interesting point. It had my address with somebody else's name, and I've lived.
Uh-oh. Looks like he's going to have to call us back. It must have been a cell situation. It was his address, somebody else's name, and he's lived there for 5,000 years. Uh-oh, what does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean? That somebody who transferred the data made a mistake? I don't know. I got this email from Marlene, and I thought it was really interesting, and I didn't have a chance to read it yesterday, but I want to read it to you today. She says, I'm still reeling from the question you asked on your show. If the slow drip, drip, drip of stench emanating from Doolittle will make a difference in the election outcome. This is not just an abstract question for me, but a very personal one. Will the citizens of Congressional District 4, who are my neighbors and friends, choose to vote based on a critical examination of the facts or resort to extreme conservative ideology? Will I continue to feel that my core values are incongruent with my environment and that I am irrelevant? Before this election, she said, I frequently ask myself, how can a Bay Area girl who graduated from Cal during its most radical period, the 1970s, end up in Placer County? My experience has shown me. Now, those of you living in Placer County, here she goes. She says, my experiences have shown me that residents are stuck in the 1950s, hiding out from the realities of the present and not interested in exploring differences in the human condition. Placer County does not acknowledge the Martin Luther King holiday. If you never leave the county, you rarely encounter someone who looks different from you. Poverty is a choice, people believe there, and demonstrates a personal failing. It is the richest county in the state. No, I don't think it is. Well, Marin County was always the richest county in the state, so maybe that's changed. I don't know. She talks about Charlie Brown's candidacy as a serious challenge to Doolittle, that it gives her a glimmer of hope, but she says she's hoping that the community, she says, my community will rise to the occasion and turn away from dogma and open its collective mind, but this is a tall order for a community that is entrenched in the status quo. She said, there was mention on your program that Doolittle does not need lawn signs, that he has extraordinary control in this district through his appointments to boards and commissions. It is true, Marlene writes, that the boards and commissions have been set up to maintain the status quo and to promote the Doolittle political agenda. Commission memberships typically consist of Doolittle clones, white men, and they are white men with strong connections to a megachurch. Even the debate in Rockland between Doolittle and Brown was illustrative of this, Marlene writes. She said, if a Martian from outer space paid a visit and watched the debate, it would think only one sex and one race inhabited the planet. The message, gender, racial, and ethnic differences are not important and play no part in the public discourse. She goes on to say that one of Doolittle's goals is to have a stranglehold on the Placer Board of Supervisors. If you are a moderate Republican serving on the board, Marlene writes, Doolittle heavily finances opponents to run against you. Got that? If you're a moderate Republican serving on the board, Doolittle, with all of that dirty money he's got, heavily finances opponents to run against you. The recent uproar at Sierra College with the election of new trustees and the removal of the college president has Doolittle's fingerprints all over it. Mike Holmes, Doolittle's challenger in the Republican primary and current mayor of Auburn, has not endorsed Doolittle, preferring to remain neutral, even though his position on issues is aligned with Charlie Brown's. Doolittle heavily financed a failed candidate to run against Mike's brother, Jim Holmes, who currently serves on the County Board of Supervisors. The family is well aware of how formidable Doolittle is in the district, and one has to wonder if this is a factor in Mike Holmes' decision to remain neutral. This is a real shame because Mike and Jim Holmes have substantial influence in Placer County. I cannot fault them, Marlene writes. A few years ago, I got myself appointed to a commission, was elected chair of that commission, and began placing issues on the agenda that questioned established practices. Suddenly, the commission, including its membership, had to be reorganized, and I was no longer welcome. So, this is from Marlene in Granite Bay. So thank you very much, Marlene, for listening. But here's, you know, here are Doolittle, if you're a moderate Republican, he has in the past, maybe he still does it, finances opponents against you who are far more conservative. He appoints people. By chance, somebody who isn't as ideologically conservative and driven as Doolittle and his more rabid supporters happens to emerge to chair one of these boards, they reconstitute it and send the moderate Republican packing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So maybe this is the reason why Doolittle doesn't have to bother with lawn signs. I don't know. Maybe he's got such deep roots and that level of very strong but sometimes invisible to the naked eye power will see him through. We have had many calls to this show of people who are determined to vote for Doolittle because they think he won't raise taxes. Well, you know, what are you talking about? Who raises your property tax? It's the local entity that raises your property taxes. Congress is probably, you know, you're going to have your taxes raised somewhere along the line if you're going to, how are you going to pay for those historic deficits and the tax cuts to the richest Americans? How are you going to do that? I'm just wondering, maybe you have a plan. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Oh, I know, credit cards. That's it. Oh, payday loans. That'll do it. 349-1320, I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Humidity at 28. Thank you, Enid. We're at 81 degrees here and going to be that for the next couple of days. 55 for the low. Our traffic a little jammed up there. 50 going northbound and westbound I-80 just west of Webster. We have a two-car crash. Eastbound 50 just west of Watt. And Watt got a lot there. Coming on 50 and Watt and Cap City Freeway. Now that's blocking the freeway service there. Eastbound Ivy at Watt Avenue 2 right before the freeway service. We have a three-car crash there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm with Mike Franz, the ball.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to hallswindowcenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. An email from Eva. She says, what does it take to get a state contract from Schwartzy? Well, the answer is the GEO Group Incorporated donated $90,000 to the Schwartzy campaign, and in turn, Schwartzy awarded that group, the GEO Group of Boca Raton, Florida, a $20 million contract to outsource our prisons. Oh, my goodness, isn't that, well, what a surprise. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Oliver in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment about Doolittle and his automated phone messages he's sending out. And I don't know, my memory on this is a little fuzzy because it's been a few years. About when Doolittle got his first start 16 years ago, he did something very similar.
He did?
Oh, yeah. At that time, he was running against an incumbent who was a Republican who switched to an independent for the election.
Uh-huh.
And about 2-3 weeks prior to the election, he started campaigning for the Democrat who was running in that election and split the votes against him and got elected that way.
What do you think is going to happen? Are you in Doolittle's district or not in the fourth?
No, I'm actually right next door in Lundgren's.
Are you helping the Durston campaign?
If I had some time, I would.
How about sending a check?
Yeah, actually, I should do that.
Yeah, $5, $10, whatever you can spare. If you can do way more than that, that is better. And if you can send a couple of bucks to Charlie, that'd be good, too. I thank you for the call, Oliver. 349-1320, Tom in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment on the email you just shared with us.
Yes.
I moved up to Rockland from the Bay Area in 1990, and I lasted less than a year. And one election. I just felt I was so out of place in Placer County.
Wait a minute. Where were you living in the Bay Area?
The peninsula.
Okay.
Also, Mountain View.
Okay, so you go from Mountain View to Placer County, and how did you feel?
I just felt, like fish out of water. It was just not, the kind of place that I felt I fit in. And,
so, why? Be specific. Why? What specific?
Well, just politically, it's just so conservative. And, I'm not, a total bleeding heart, but I'm fairly liberal. I was raised by a couple of good liberals, and, I felt so,
Live coming up right here, right now, on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Huddling with the generals as Iraq goes from bad to worse.
President Bush says U.S. tactics in Iraq are changing, but not his objective. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House.
A suspect is arrested, and not only was the stadium scare a hoax.
This is also an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and homeland security resources.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush says his goals in Iraq won't change, but military strategy might. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller has today's developments.
In a new letter to President Bush, top congressional Democrats say his Iraq policy is not working and urge him to change course. Mr. Bush says U.S. tactics are constantly changing, but he will not change the U.S. commitment to an Iraq that can sustain, govern, and defend itself.
And so we will stay in Iraq, we will fight in Iraq, and we will win in Iraq.
To that end, Mr. Bush has a Saturday morning meeting with his war council, including his top military commanders in Iraq, to discuss what tactics need to be changed in dealing with an enemy he calls brutal and violent. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
The tactic of giving more responsibility to Iraqi troops and police has been less than successful. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has more.
As Iraqi security forces lost control of another town turned over to them by coalition forces, Amara, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld concedes sometimes coalition troops have to go back in to give Iraqi forces more support. But ultimately, he says security is their job.
It's their country. They're going to have to govern it. They're going to have to provide security for it. And they're going to have to do it sooner rather than later.
And brushing off questions about the administration changing course in Iraq, the secretary says U.S. commanders there are always adjusting.
They are always reviewing the situation.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
A roadside bomb claimed the life of another American soldier today. Now this.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11-30-06.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Serious federal charges now against the Milwaukee man who's allegedly behind the football stadium scare. U.S. Attorney Christopher Christie says 20-year-old Jake Brom, a grocery store clerk, admits posting threats on the Internet that radioactive dirty bombs would be detonated during seven NFL games this weekend.
There is no evidence that Mr. Brom had either the ability or the intention to deliver dirty bombs to any of these stadiums.
Brom's lawyer says his client meant no real harm, but Les Wiser of the FBI says today's arrest sends a message.
For Mr. Brom, this is the big league. Don't mess with football. And this coming Sunday, the NFL referees won't be the only ones wearing stripes.
Actually, Brom's been freed on bail. It was a horrifying scene in Santa Monica 3 years ago when a car driven by an elderly man plowed into the busy farmer's market, killing 10 people and injuring scores. Today, a jury found 89-year-old George Weller guilty of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. The defense claimed Weller got the pedals confused, but Dennis Pezzo, a witness to the crash, calls it road rage.
How come he's so arrogant that he can't apologize, express an emotion of sorrow or grief or shame? But for him to be arrogant and unrepentant was just, inexcusable.
Officials in New York are mounting a new search at Ground Zero because this week, more than 5 years after 9/11, utility workers stumbled upon the bones of at least one victim. WCBS Radio's Rich Lamb reports.
Mayor Bloomberg says the city will scour the World Trade Center site now that Con Ed workers have found 9/11 remains in a manhole, but family members are not satisfied. They want all World Trade Center construction shut down and the site searched by a U.S. military team trained to find battlefield remains.
The families accuse officials of rushing to rebuild without proper respect for the dead. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're giving away free Bill Durston t-shirts. We're not freeing him from anything like the jail of the ER room, but they are for free. Bill Durston t-shirts for Congress. Bill Durston for Congress t-shirts, sorry. And our studio is 5345 Madison Avenue during regular business hours. I want to remind you we have some great guests coming next week live in studio. We're going to be joined by distinguished journalist Simon Winchester. His new book out in paperback, A Crack in the Edge of the World, America and the Great California Earthquake of 1906. And best-selling author Tess Gerritsen, she writes these blockbusters, her, you know, kind of like mysteries and thrillers, and she's in town for the Sacramento Bee Book Club, and her new book is called The Mephisto Club, and it is described as a chilling tale that explores the heart of evil. Must have been set in the Bush administration. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, all calls to Enid Live, toll-free. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live 1320, leftchannel.com. We've been talking about politics, and we've been talking about Doolittle, and we've been talking about the fact that he's under investigation and that he's got deceptive robophones going out that are pretending to be from the Charlie Brown campaign and annoying people and then trashing Charlie. We've been talking about all of that stuff. Judy in Midtown, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Enid. I just was calling to say that I can't believe that anyone would vote for Doolittle, and I have yet to hear anyone say why. One good reason.
They call, and here's what they say. They call and they say it's, they don't want their taxes raised, their taxes, their home taxes on their house, which Doolittle hasn't got anything to do with the house taxes or the property taxes, but they just don't want their taxes raised, and they think he's the guy, and that's usually the reason that they've given, the ones who've called my show.
I just don't understand how that, even in good conscience, if you say, I want my taxes raised, fine, who does it? Where's the money coming for this travesty in Iraq? Where is the money coming for the tax rebates they've given people?
Well, that would be nice. I guess they're going to have to go get payday loans, aren't they, Judy? There you go.
I could get one that would cover that money.
Yes, and you're going to be paying 5 zillion% interest, too. And I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. So here's Dickie out on the campaign trail. And he is campaigning for the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low, because that's the only reason that they trot Dickie out, is if you're in real trouble as a Republican, they trot you out. So he campaigned on behalf of Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, who was being investigated by the Department of Justice, and they trotted him out for Mambo Pombo, who actually, I'm hearing that McNerney is leading Mambo Pombo in the polls, and yippee for that. If they don't fix the election at the voting machines and hack into them. And then here is Dickie eating an ice cream cone with this guy. His name is Representative Don Sherwood, and he has had a mistress for the past 5 years that he was accused of trying to choke. Well, he did acknowledge the mistress, but he said he never tried to strangle her. So, you know, in the scale of morality, that makes him a better guy than if he had tried to strangle her. And so here's Dickie side by side with this cretin. And George Allen, who, you know, who used the word macaca and has gotten himself into a lot of caca because of macaca, he needs Dickie. So everybody who is challenged in this election, Dickie is campaigning for the most corrupt and the most endangered politicians like Doolittle and like Allen and like Sherwood And here he is espousing family values, and God is talking to him through his molars. And here he is campaigning for guys who are admitting affairs with mistresses, but they're very clear to say that they didn't try to strangle them. You know, we had an affair, but I didn't try to strangle her. And then the Republicans, because they're running out of ideas, although they're not running out of cash. There's a lot of cash going around for that last-minute infusion, probably more so than for Democrats. But there's cash around that's getting injected into the campaign. But there's certainly a lot of terror. You know, you can't put it past the Republicans to invoke terror every chance they get. Now there are ads that Democrats are getting furious over. The ad... TV ad, which is available on the Republican National Committee website, is scheduled to run on the national networks Sunday. Republicans, the ad stars. Guess what? The guy we were going to bring in dead or alive, and we don't even know if he is dead or alive, Osama bin Laden, and his top lieutenant, Ayman al-Zawahiri. So I wonder if they had to pay him residuals to appear in this ad. Well, you know, they had to deal with their agents. And anyway, so these two are starring in this Republican ad, but the only sound is a ticking clock in the background. The terror leader's quotes are posted on the screen, and key phrases in the quotes stand alone as the rest of the quotes fade out. In one instance, bin Laden is quoted as saying, "With God's permission, we call on everyone who believes in God to comply with his will to kill the Americans." As the text of the quote fades out, "kill the Americans" remains on the screen. Another bin Laden quote, "They will not come to their senses unless the attacks fall on their heads and until the battle has moved inside America." And then all you see after the quote fades out is "inside America" left on the screen. Meanwhile, footage of terrorists engaged in martial arts and weapons training rolls in the background. One scene shows terrorists traversing monkey bars over fire. The ticking clock morphs into a heartbeat as the ad comes to a close, and the only spoken words on the commercial announce the Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising, is responsible for scaring you half to death. Well, I'll tell you what makes me, puts me at ease, that there are no spoken words except that this is being brought to you by the Republican, by the Republicans, because nobody knows how to read anymore. So they may lose sight of the message entirely, since we have gotten so dumb, we've gotten too dumb to breathe. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Republicans are shameless. And here is a 74% of Americans are saying, new poll, just weeks before the election, 74% of Americans say that Congress is out of touch. And I particularly like this story. Let me just share this story with you. Here is one of the dirtiest of the dirty, and that's Jerry Lewis. He is the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. The House Appropriations Committee hired 60 extra investigators to deal with the unprecedented level of corruption in federal appropriation these days. Well, Jerry Lewis, who is, you know, Southern California and chairman of the committee, and he, who himself is being investigated and has racked up almost $1 million in legal fees, has just fired all the investigators. So they put 60 investigators on this committee to deal with the unprecedented level of corruption in federal appropriations, and then guess what they did? They fired all the investigators. You know, that's like Dickey's plan, and this is what they've done. They couldn't get rid of the estate tax, what the Republicans like to call the death tax. So you know what they did? They cut in half. They fired half the auditors in the IRS that audit estate taxes. You can't get rid of the tax? Fire the auditors, and you'll never, you know what? You're never going to get audited. And those, by the way, you have to be in the level practically of the Waltons of Walmart to even have to pay an estate tax. Most of us will never have to pay, if we're lucky enough to inherit anything, most of us will never have to pay an estate tax. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Eric in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Enid. Republican commercial thing makes me bad, so because I'm an advertising marketing guy, and I just concocted, as soon as you mentioned that, the response in my head, have an almost identical commercial, but have the clip of Bush saying, "Well, you know, I just don't think that much about Osama these days. I don't pay much attention to him."
Be nice if someone could sabotage it, since there's no voiceover until the very end, and you know, and have Bush saying all the things that are contrary to what they want you to believe in the commercial.
And plus, Bush disbanded the part of the CIA that was tasked with hunting down Osama.
Well, you know that, Eric, because you read and you're smart, but most people don't remember it. They don't know about it. They haven't bothered their pretty heads to look at a newspaper.
But all they have to do is ape the Republican spot and change it. People go, well, wait a minute. You know, just
all right, since you're in the advertising business, there's that big story in today's B about Schwartz's skilled handlers. They've done a masterful job of taking a failed candidate and turning him into a winner.
Well, I think
and they've done it with some very astute marketing skills. That doesn't mean that Schwartz actually is a winner, but in politics, I guess perception is everything.
I think I don't know if I can say this word on a radio show.
No, you better not. You better not do it.
It involves polishing something that is dropped from animals.
Yes.
Polishing that.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes. Well, they've done a great job, haven't they?
Unfortunately, yes.
So just because, as an advertising guy, you would know, you can do brilliant advertising for a mediocre product, and when people sample that product, they're going to find out that they don't want to use it again.
But here's the caveat to that. People are still supporting Schwarzenegger, even though they've seen he hasn't really done anything. Like, I've heard callers to your show, you ask them, what has Schwartz done? They say, well, he's a great guy. It's obvious they don't read, they don't listen, they don't look, they don't care.
Well, they don't care, or they're in love with him. Why do people what you love?
They like that sweaty Austrian man love. What can I say?
Thank you for the call, Eric. 349. They're love with that steroidal inflation, that ambulatory steroidal inflation that called itself Schwartzy. Bill in Marysville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to give you a kind of election update. I've got a house full of relatives for kind of a family reunion this weekend.
Uh-huh.
People from all over the country, almost all of them are Republicans. And I just can't believe, talking to them, I can't believe how many of them are buying.
How many of them are coming to your house? Are they staying at your house?
My house and my brother's and my mother's house.
How many and how are you going to survive it?
About 20 people.
20 people? 20 Republicans are descending on you like a horde of Republicans?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
I'm the only Democrat in my family, my wife and I.
And they're going to try and jump you.
Well, not really. Yeah, they're pretty civil. But you're just talking to them and getting an idea. I have relatives from North San Diego, Virginia, Washington State, Wyoming. And they all are echoing the talking points, the Republican talking points. It's ridiculous.
Where do they get them? Are they all listening?
We're going to have to fight them over here. Things like this. And
Where do they get these talking points? Are they all listening to Rush and Hannity and conservative talk radio? Or where
It's Fox News. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's these kind of people. They're buying this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. I'm hoping against hope. I'm praying that I'm working as hard as I can, you know, throwing as much money at Democratic candidates, hoping that that we can win this, the House and the Congress. I mean, it's scaring the hell out of me, and I just really hope that we can get this, you know. And I just want to give you guys an idea that
can you keep them home from the
really are buying it?
Can you keep them home from the polls on, you know, make a good meal? Keep them home from the polls on Election Day.
Yeah, well, you know, what's funny is I can roll out facts for them. I can show them, you know, websites, and I can show them information, and they just don't care.
They don't care, and they have made up their minds, and you are not within the purview of what they have decided. And they think you're wrong. They love you as a relative.
Yeah.
They think you're hideously misguided, and they can't imagine how you've come to these erroneous conclusions. And they've decided that if they're staying in your home, the best thing to do is not talk about politics.
Right. For the most part, they tolerate me as a relative.
Well, I hope you make some inroads. Maybe you'll find out that some of the more rabid of your relatives have softened on some of their positions as they've seen how incompetent this administration is.
Yeah, I do hope so. Did you catch the article about the nihilist candidate for governor?
The what candidate?
The nihilist. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I know. I did not see that.
Oh, it's in the News and Review this last week, and it's priceless. You've got to read it because he has this great quote about if he becomes governor, he's going to secede,
and he's going to annex Nevada because he believes that it's a good buffer zone. So that way we can fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them in the streets of Sacramento. And he's going to erect a fence along the Canada or the California Arizona border to keep the Republicans out. But, I mean, you need to look this guy up. Pretty interesting. I think his name is Shapiro.
Okay, I'm going to look for him. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And have fun with the relatives. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Jeff in Placer County. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. Hey, if my relatives came, they're Republicans, I'd make them stay in a hotel.
Oh, you are so mean. You are mean, Jeff.
But I got one of those calls from Doolittle. It was really hard to tell who it was from because they go right into that he's going to raise our taxes. And my wife and I were sitting there listening to it because we, you know, hit the playback. They left it on the machine. We weren't there. And it gets into property tax, and we looked at each other and said, well, what has it got to do with property taxes?
Well, property taxes are local, but they want you, they just want to scare you. They're like, you know, the Republican Party is so bankrupt that all it has at its disposal at the moment is fear. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to merchandise but fear itself. So whether it's on the national ads starring Osama bin Laden and his sidekick, Ayman al-Zawahiri, or whether it's Doolittle talking to you, you know, hitting you where you... You know what the French have always said? Americans reserve their real passion not for sex, but for money. So there's Doolittle. There's Doolittle, you know, yeah. right, you know, hitting a nerve in his constituency.
Well, the thing he's trying to sell us on is just like I heard on the debate this morning, him talking about the Highway 65 bypass. It was supposed to be completed by 2005, hasn't started yet. Highway 80, which is supposed to be reconstructed when he took office 16 years ago and still hasn't been done. I mean, he really hasn't achieved anything.
Yes, he has. He's got a lot more money than when he started. I'd like to know how much he started with. Just like Denny Hastert started out with $300,000 in personal assets. And isn't this amazing? On a government income of $165,000 a year, he's worth $6 million at least.
Yeah.
Oh, how do we do that?
Well, wasn't it Truman said that if you come into leave office with more money than you had to have been dishonest?
I don't know. Did he say it? If he didn't say it, he should have said it.
I think that's who said that, yeah.
Jeff, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Laura in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. While I was on hold, it just occurred to me that there's so many juicy topics to discuss, it's hard to stay focused on one or two.
Well, that's the beauty of this flea market of ideas that calls itself Enid Live. We can just hit the high notes.
I like. Hey, I called in to talk about the out-of-town boys that have come in to put lipstick on the pig. Isn't it a darn shame that so much effort goes into packaging the candidate and so very little effort and such a dearth of attention to the actual grunt work of policy and running the state?
Do you really believe, and I've said this over and over again, that Arnold has read any serious policy stuff or has he been really reading, you know, for most of his life, maybe lately a little bit, but for most of his life, don't you think he's been like reading magazines with muscle man pictures in them, scripts, stuff like that? You think he's been the decades of policy information that you absorb as Phil has?
I don't, and unfortunately I think that the general public has also gone for the candy rather than the hard work of, you know, having somebody hand you an opinion rather than doing the research yourself.
Well, I like that lipstick on a pig. That's good. In his case, matching chestnut tanner and hair dye.
Yes. Could I make one more comment?
Yes.
Particularly for the caller before last. Anybody that's, you know, getting contrary opinions about the upcoming election and how to vote and what we really stand for, I read a letter by Kevin Tillman, the brother of Pat Tillman. They both had joined the Army as a result of 9/11. They both left lucrative careers. And I found it on truthdig.org.
Okay.
It's a very touching letter. I think if you've got a helper there that could pull that up for you, I think you'd really, you and your listeners would so benefit from it.
Thanks very much, Laura. I really appreciate the call. That opens up one line, 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather's looking good. We have 28% humidity. Tomorrow, highs right around 82. We're at 81 here in the River City. Traffic, southbound 99, nice and slow due to 2-3 car crashes. One at Fruit Ridge Road and Elk Grove Boulevard. Greenback Lane and eastbound I-80, we have a 2-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Monday night, a lifetime original.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play. Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going. Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of
truths. It's a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah. on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking politics. We're talking a lot of things. Here is a nurse. We have one line open, so 349-1320. Here's a nurse who had a bumper sticker, and she got stopped in Georgia. She got a $100 ticket. It was an anti-Bush bumper sticker. She says, "I'm tired of all the Bush." And then there are a couple of letters in there that, if you say it, not read it, it sounds like you know what, BS, which we cannot say. We can only say the initials. This is so stupid. But in any event, she gets hauled over in Georgia. The police officer spotted the bumper sticker. The judge threw out the ticket because the state's lewd decal law that formed the basis for the ticket was ruled unconstitutional a mere 16 years ago. But they decided to sue for emotional distress, and good for the ACLU. They handled it, the ACLU of Georgia. And the woman who got, she's a nurse, who works at Emory University and other hospitals, she's also seeking punitive damages against the police officer who gave her the ticket because he acted with reckless disregard of her rights. It's your right to say what you want on a bumper sticker, I think. 349-13. Oh, if it's obscene, I don't know if there's any prohibition against an obscene bumper sticker. What do you say about that? Carlos in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Enid. I am so happy to hear the way you're talking about the garbage that's going on. I live in a rather nice community, and I had a dump Doolittle sign on my lawn.
Yeah.
And I got a letter from my homeowners association that I had violated the housing community because I had a patio tarp on my yard, and that I had to take it down. They couldn't find anything else, so they got on that. And I'll tell you, I'm this.
But they didn't make you pull up the dump Doolittle sign, did they?
They better not.
Do you have neighbors around who have pro Doolittle signs?
I'm glad to say that this year there's a lot less. There's a lot of Charlie Browns, and they're growing almost every day.
Well, you know, they're mating at night when no one can see them.
Oh, I put them out there where everybody can see them. I got one of those big ones, you know, I think they're 5x8. It fell over, and I went and picked it up, and I put it up on my fence.
Yeah.
And then I got a call saying that I was violating. I've lived here for 30 years. 30 years.
But have any of your pro-Doolittle neighbors gotten calls saying that they were violating those ordinances? Or this, what is it, the covenants, the design?
Well, they came up with that one, yeah, that I was violating because I was violating the Homeowners Association rules. There's never been a rule about it, but because the other thing that I have to ask you, Enid, or talk to you about, I don't know whether you'll take kindly to this, but we have a problem in Placer County. As you know, Do Nothing, which is the same thing, is a Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to go against him. The Mormons are going to vote for him. I don't care if you...
So are there a lot of Mormons in the district, or just a few Mormons?
That's all there is here in Placer County.
It's all Mormons? No, it can't be all Mormons.
Oh, well, I mean, the big majority of Placer County.
Is that true? I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are Mormons?
Yeah. I've lived here 30 years.
What percentage, Carlos, would you say?
I'd say about 35%.
Are Mormons?
Yep.
Well, you know the story. I thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing from you. You know the story about Doolittle testifying on behalf of a fellow Mormon In the middle 80s, a dentist who was drugging his patient and then sexually molesting them. And Doolittle testified to this guy's sterling character. And so he wasn't hauled off to the pokey. I think he escaped with a kind of rap on the knuckles until he did, so he was free to drug women and abuse again. Eventually he was caught. And eventually, I think he was permanently stripped of his dental license. And eventually, I think he had to go to the pokey. But there was Doolittle standing up for this guy as a solid citizen. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, Rick in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rick.
Hi, I just want to say it's just a shame there's so much corruption in politics on both sides. And you only talk about one side. You never mention about Harry Reid or William Jefferson stealing from the public. You seem to be...
Well, there's so much more of it. There's so much more of it on the Republican side. And anyway, they're the party in power, so it's much juicier to talk about them. And there's way more of it. Don't you think there's way more of it on the Republican side than there is on the Democratic side lately?
Lately in the news, but it's always been both sides. Well, politicians are politicians.
You know, here's what they floated. Here's what the during the Jack Abramoff scandal, that it was everybody was on the take equally of Abramoff, both Democrats and Republicans. But it was really mostly Republicans. I don't think Democrats got anything from Abramoff.
Yeah, well, you paint a picture like Democrats are not corrupt at all. They're always perfect. You never talk about William Jefferson.
We have to put him back. We have to restore him to office so that they have the equal opportunity to become just as corrupt as the Republicans, I guess. Oh, he couldn't make the argument, so there he goes. 349, it opens up a line. 349-1320-866-626-1320. A judge rules in California. He dismissed an indecent exposure charge against a woman who was accused of disrobing in front of a 14-year-old boy, saying that the law only applies to men. The phrase in the law says that the law only mentions someone who exposes his person. I guess women don't have persons. So the judge says it's gender specific. So he dismissed the charges against this 40-year-old woman, a cougar, who was cited after she exposed full frontal, like our talk radio here, we're doing full frontal talk radio every day here on AM 1320. She exposed herself full frontally to a 14-year-old boy, but I guess it wasn't against the law. This is in Riverside, in Southern California, because the law says that it's gender specific. It only mentions someone who exposes his person. I didn't know that was a person. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Stan in Loomis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Stan.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Always perkier on a Friday, too.
I can hear it in your voice. So, the longer I wait on hold, I'm like that other lady that called. There's just too many topics that come up. First of all, with her bumper sticker, it's... that they're going to say that her Bush whatever bumper sticker is inappropriate, but
right.
A little cutout of Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes urinating on a sundry's different whatever, whether it be a Ford, whether it be Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's okay, right? I mean, because we feel that way.
Yes. I haven't seen that one, though. I haven't seen that.
They're on the back of trucks. But really why I called is the poor gentleman that's got 20 Republicans coming to stay with him. And I know that most of the listeners, I know,
What are they going to, let's describe this horde of Republicans descending on him. What are they going to, they're all going to have starchy shirts. What else? Pulling up in Hummers and SUVs. What else? All right, yes.
Exactly. I know the type, and I play golf with them. And that's why I'd love to share with the listeners that first, when you come across this, it was Zig Ziglar who said, with each adversity comes the seed of an equal or greater opportunity. Don't look at this like it's the hell that he's probably going to experience, but look at it as an opportunity to proselytize. Every time I go and play in a golf tournament, I'm playing with all these Republican guys, and it's funny because they say one statement and it becomes obvious. And the last thing I do is I argue with them. You don't want to argue with them because that's not proselytizing. That's not a mission. That's just venting and making yourself feel good. Go in there with a mission when you've got these Republican people and help them see the light, be the bigger person.
You must be a salesman of some sort because you're a good seller and you're trying to sell a point of view to a perhaps reluctant audience.
Absolutely. And one way you do that is you do not argue because they put a wall up around them. And you can tell them the sky is blue and they're going to argue with that because they've already built the wall. So I find the most success by not saying how I'm affiliated one way or the other. In fact, in the beginning of the conversation, I'll badmouth some libs, as they love to call them, But then I ask them questions, and you find out what their hot button is first. Why do they think they're, you know, why do they think the Republican Party is the way to go? And, you know, it's funny, the people who bring up the Christian, my Christian conservative friends, they're really easy. I just hit them with guilt. You know, I agree with you 100%, but I just think that, you know, if I endorse torture, that is just so un-Christian. Like, as much as I want to endorse torture because I know they deserve it, but, geez, do I really want to say I'm okay with
you think
it?
You, have you, do you think you've converted anybody?
I know I have.
You have?
A woman, I was doing a presentation of a show once, and I was talking to a Democrat and a liberal. They were, a Democrat and a Republican right next to each other. And I was talking to the Democrat, and we were doing the old Yahoo, and she had a Bush actually bought a home in her neighborhood some time ago, and she moved out, moved to California. And so she, we were just sitting there bad-mouthing, and suddenly this woman said, hey, I'm a Republican. And I had thankfully, earlier in the conversation, mentioned that Republicans are good people. They just aren't getting all of the facts, and more importantly, the people that are in office are not Republicans. I would, and I even say that I'd love to have a Republican in office right now. We got these pirates. They're not Republicans. I mean, hey, if you're anti-abortion and you're voting Republican because of that, heck, they've had 6 years.
Ooh, you are so. Ooh, you are really. You are a slick, Stan. You are a very slick. I want to. Since you gave that Zig Ziglar quote, let me just leave you with one from Joseph Campbell. He said, "Bless your enemies; they are the instruments of your destiny." I thank you for the call, Stan. 349-1320, 866, 620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Woo, you can tell it's a Friday and everyone's headed out of town. Where are you going, Apple Hill? I want to go. I'm going. Southwatt Avenue, just north of Jackson Boulevard, we have a three-car crash. Now, crashes I'm going to mention. Southbound I-5, eastbound 50, eastbound I-8 at Old Davis Road, westbound I-80 just west of Levy. We have one at Jackson Road just west of Excelsior, eastbound I-80 at Richards Boulevard. Florin Road at Franklin Road, Mayfair Drive at Watt Avenue. Now, all slow and doing 5 to 10 miles per hour due to car crashes. I-80 and Madison Avenue, we have a three-car crash there as well, and that is blocking freeway service. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote, vote, vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Al.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Local and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.443 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Well, that candidate who was threatening immigrants, Hispanic immigrants, with being hauled off to the pokey if they attempted to vote, his offices have been raided. State investigators raided the office of that congressional candidate who's running against Loretta Sanchez in Orange County, and the campaign had involved sending out a letter intended to scare off Latino voters. So several agents from the California Department of Justice went through the records. I don't know what's really going to happen here, but a spokesman for Bill Lockyer declined to elaborate, but two sources with direct knowledge of the inquiry said that investigators were focusing on that particular campaign and that the candidate himself had been interviewed in the office. We have a line or two open, 349-1320. It's a good time to jump in to the conversation. There's so much I want to talk about, the stuff that's going on with newspapers, stuff that's going on with the B. Let's head over, though, to Sharon, who has been wonderfully patient. Sharon, thanks so much for hanging on. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I've got something in writing here that is about a special election this Sunday, meaning early voting.
Tell me.
It's SacCounty.net. It's a media advisory. So people who are going to plan to vote November 7th, this is an early voting for them. But it didn't get much press, did it? I can email it on over to you.
Yeah, why don't you email it on over to me so I can see it? Is this a legit mailing?
Oh, it's on the website for the Sac County voter registration. In fact, the voting will take place at 7065th Street between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. this Sunday.
There's only one place that they list, or are there several places?
It just says one, and you can check verify that by calling the Voter Election Board. But they do give a phone number for the fellow. His name is Brad, who's in charge of it, at 875-6365, but I'll be sure to email it on over to you right now.
Thank you for doing it. I appreciate the heads up. Thanks, Sharon. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. In Ohio, they've been purging a lot of people off the voter rolls. There's a big lawsuit about it. But there is a feeling that this is going to be the whole Republican strategy, is to purge a lot of people, students, minorities, and so on, off the rolls, people who are legitimately entitled to vote. And so if you have any knowledge of this, I would love to talk to you about it. Mark in Maxville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, a couple of things. You know the new GOP ad featuring Osama bin Laden?
Yes, and his sidekick.
Yeah, I remember right after September 11th, the White House said the media should not play bin Laden's tapes because that was giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and that's how bin Laden was communicating with his followers. So apparently the GOP are followers of bin Laden.
Well, what if there's a secret message that the Republican commercials are communicating to the followers?
That's right.
The terrorists are going to...
And speaking of corrupt communications,
yes.
Of course I'm going to talk about John Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I haven't received any of the robocalls that you mentioned. However, raising property taxes would be local, and from what I can recall, Doolittle's helped put a lot of local people into office.
Well, there you go. And also, I had an email from one of you who said that those people being pro-Doolittle, some of them that he thought were members, at least one was a member of the Placer County supervisors. So I don't know if they were dupes from the campaign or deployed by the campaign or just dupes or dopes. It's hard to know.
You know, I think anybody that's gone guilty of corruption, regardless of their party, first of all, I think that should be a treasonous offense. Of course, we know why it's not, because it would be politicians. Secondly, any laws that were passed as a result of this corruption should be null and void right there, you know, because the people who are bribing them are continuing to profit from legislation that's still in effect. And I think if John Doolittle is the man of values that he purports to be on Sunday morning or whenever he goes to church, he ought to do what's best for this country and for his soul and just resign right now.
Yes, and we're resigned to him probably not resigning, but I think I like your game plan, Mark. I thank you for sharing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Wes in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Wes.
Yes, howdy. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Yes, I'm the one that called in a while back, and I was the one that ran against Vic Fazio the same year that John first ran for Congress.
Oh, right. I remember.
Yes, I was a Democrat for a long time, and about 7 years ago, I swapped over to the Republican Party. I was a Democrat because, you know, the Democrats, I was convinced that weren't doing a good job at defending the Constitution. And about 6 years ago, it became real evident to me that the Republicans were trashing the Constitution more than the Democrats ever was. So I had to leave the Democratic Party and re-register as a Republican to try to help them out. And try to, at least I get to, you know, I have two shots at the election, you know, primary and general. And I'm sure I'm going to jump into another campaign and I'm going to do everything I can to stop these rascals that are, you know, you can talk about money and say, okay, they're going to hurt you financially. But that doesn't mean beans when it comes to them dismantling our Constitution. We lose all the rights that you know, the Founding Fathers bled out their lives for, and all the people that fought in wars and the people that have stood up in you know, as politicians and stood for things that are right. This is way beyond money. This is about right and wrong.
Well, so what's going to happen? And if you were looking in the tea leaves, what's going to happen in the election? If more comes out about Doolittle, if more, if he's indicted, or if there's more information that emerges that he really is being heavily investigated, some more juicy stuff, it doesn't augur well for him. And maybe I'm just too optimistic.
Well, I'm asking everybody I know. I said, look, if you're Republican, please think about this. He's trashed the Constitution. We got to get him out. We got to get him out.
Here,
for
here.
Anybody but Doolittle.
Wes, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Scott in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for being the voice out there. Yeah, I live in Auburn. I'm not a veteran, but I am an advocate of doing for veterans what they were promised. The Disabled American Veterans, on their website, DAV.org, lists the voting records of the California Congressional Delegation on the most important bills having to do with veterans' benefits and families of veterans. And our local congressman here, John Doolittle, during the last two sessions of Congress, is tied for second to lowest. With 13%, he voted once out of eight opportunities for veterans. He's tied with people like Richard Pombo.
Well, when he means support the troops, here's what he means. He means let them get their 15% of campaign contributions just like he does. That's what he means.
Yeah, well, I recently got a mailer from him in which he touts all the times in which he supported veterans, specific legislation. Unfortunately, when Mr. Doolittle says support, he's not necessarily meaning voting.
He supports it. He supports it in his mind, but a vote, well, that's a different thing, I guess.
Well, one time, one of the things he said he supported, the vote was taken while he was at a fundraiser for himself in Sacramento with Dick Cheney, so he didn't actually vote for it, but he claims in a mailer
that he supported it.
He supported it.
That, you know, he sounds like a girdle or a jockstrap. Scott, I thank you very much for the information. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. And Friday traffic is as usual on the streets of Sacramento. Eastbound 50 at 59th.
Street, eastbound 50, just west of 59th Street. Let's see, we have a three-car crash, a two-car crash just above that. Not even a quarter of a mile. There's major injuries there. Emergency vehicles are on scene, so if you can take another route. South Watt Avenue, just north of Jackson Boulevard, and westbound I-80, just west of Levee Road. This stuff is all stopping down and doing some slow traffic. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, sets you free. Call her now at 349-1320. Enid Live.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.456 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320. Let's head over to the phones. And Shakiri, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Shakiri.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to drive and talk at the same time. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that we should go for Bill Moyers for president.
Bill Moyers for president?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm sorry, what's that?
No, I just echoed what you said.
I think he would make a great president. He, you know, nobody owns him. He knows where all of the bodies are buried, so to speak. you know, and I think he would be a great president. We need somebody that's going to stand up to the corporations. And I think he's the best choice. And
well, he would be.
Buzz in your ear, and I've been calling around and, you know, emailing people. And
yeah, but I don't think he wants to do it. You know, he used to work for Lyndon. He used to work for Lyndon Johnson. I'll tell you who's getting a lot of buzz lately that I want to see be president. I want to see Barack Obama. He's greeted like a rock star wherever he goes now. And I think Oprah's really.
Oh, I like him too.
I like him. And there's a big story about him either in Time or Newsweek this week. Wherever he goes.
As President Bush consults with his top generals, he vows to stay the course in Iraq.
Our goal hasn't changed, but the tactics are constantly adjusting to an enemy, which is brutal and violent.
He's under more public pressure to change strategy.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Top Democrats have jumped into the Iraq argument with a new letter urgently calling for a new strategy, saying Iraq is descending into full-scale civil war and the escalating American casualty numbers are unacceptable. A group led by Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid wrote the president saying it has never been more clear that we need a change of course in Iraq and that time is, quote, not on our side.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld hinted today that the administration's patience with Iraqi leaders is getting thin.
It's their country. They're going to have to govern it. They're going to have to provide security for it, and they're going to have to do it sooner rather than later.
The U.S. military death toll in Iraq for the month so far rose to 75 today with the killing of an American soldier by a roadside bomb. If you've got tickets to an NFL game this weekend, there's no reason to stay away. Authorities say that internet threat to detonate dirty bombs at seven stadiums was a complete hoax. Today they arrested a 20-year-old Milwaukee grocery store clerk who allegedly wrote the threat and posted it dozens of times on various websites just for kicks. In court today, Jake Brom's mother closed her eyes and put her hand over her mouth when she heard the possible sentence for making a terrorist threat online, 5 years in federal prison. An ailing 89-year-old Santa Monica man could spend what's left of his life in prison. Today, George Weller was convicted of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence for driving his car into a crowded farmer's market 3 years ago, killing 10 people. Mark Overland is his attorney.
The verdict is very surprising to me, and I don't think it will hold up on appeal, and we certainly intend to appeal. There's certainly no evidence of gross negligence in this case as the law defines it.
Overland argued that it was an accident that Weller mistakenly stepped on the gas pedal instead of the brake. Ritalin, the drug used to treat attention deficit disorder, is not recommended for children under six, and the results of the first long-term government study out today explain why it should not be used to treat preschoolers.
In comparison with older kids, this study showed, first, that the drug isn't as effective, secondly, that it actually had more adverse effects, and third, that some of the adverse effects that they were seeing in these little kids were of a wider range than in older kids.
Dr. Sidney Wolfe of the advocacy group Public Citizen, about 40% of the kids in the study developed side effects. OPEC cut production to bring oil prices up, but that didn't happen today. On the New York Mercantile Exchange, benchmark crude fell below $57 a barrel, an 11-month low. Analysts don't think OPEC can enforce the production cut. The Dow lost 9 points, but stayed above 12,000. This is CBS News.
Please don't make me decorate this weekend.
Fine. No decorating this weekend.
Really?
Sure. Monday will be just fine.
Oh, man. I knew it.
It's the October Savings Event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on paints and stains and 15% on Duration Premium Coatings. Save an extra 10% on custom order wallpaper and get free shipping, too. Hurry. Sale ends Monday, October 23rd.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
If there were a store on your main street called Peace of Mind, would you pay it a visit? On main streets all across America, there is such a place. New York Life. We have been offering customers peace of mind for over 160 years. Peace of mind comes from our agents who adhere to the values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. So look for us in your town. Peace of mind is why New York Life is the company you keep.
Major League Baseball's championship will be on the line when the Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals open their best-of-seven series tomorrow night.
This is Steve Futterman at Comerica Park in Detroit. Everything is set for Game 1 of the World Series. The only question is, will Mother Nature cooperate? There's a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and if you don't like cold weather, stay away. Temperatures during the game could dip into the low 40s. Sunday's forecast is even worse. There's a 40% chance of rain Sunday night, and temperatures could dip into the 30s. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Comerica Park in Detroit.
Weekends at John Brown University in Arkansas will be different from now on. They'll be holding dances. Except for folk dancing, square dancing, and dancing on stage, moving feet to music has been forbidden since the Christian school was founded in 1919. But students recently persuaded the Board of Trustees to approve a change. Now ballroom, swing, and salsa dancing are allowed, but they're not ready yet for hip-hop. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have been talking about many, many things today, and I'll bring you up to speed. First, I want to tell you that we're still giving away T-shirts for Bill Durston for Congress, and you can pick them up at our station next week because, you know, this is just during business hours, Monday through Friday. Also, I want to remind you that we have some really good guests coming up next week. Simon Winchester on Tuesday. Very distinguished journalist. And on Thursday, best-selling author Tess Gerritsen, fresh off of her Edgar Award nomination for Vanish, her new novel, The Mephisto Club. It's a chilling tale that explores the heart of evil, and she's here as part of the Sacramento Bee Book Club. So all of that coming up on Enid Live. You can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. And you can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. We've been talking about politics, and we have been talking about Doolittle. We've been talking about Schwartzy. We haven't talked about the Maloofs. They're getting chewed out. That ridiculous commercial that they're in with for Carl's Jr. with a $6,000 bottle of wine. I don't know how that's supposed to help them. But in any event, the arena debate, I think that's not going to, you know, that's going down in smoke, the arena. And we can talk about that if we aren't all talked out about it. A couple of things I want to talk about. I am a newspaper reader. And, it's getting to be like the buggy whip newspapers are. The New York Times, San Francisco Chronicle, a lot of these newspapers, I don't know about the Times exactly, but a lot of them are declining in circulation. So earnings from the big three newspaper companies, the Tribune Company, the New York Times Company, and the Belo Company, are going down. And they reference, now this is the Wall Street Journal referencing McClatchy. Long and industry bellwether, McClatchy is pessimistic. On Tuesday, Gary Pruitt, who runs McClatchy, said we would expect the fourth quarter numbers to be no better than the September numbers. And this is for, I think, advertising, the earnings. All three of these big companies posted lower newspaper advertising revenue in the third quarter. And McClatchy is saying they're not expecting any bump up in the advertising revenue. They don't expect the numbers to be any better than the September numbers, noting that McClatchy has seen a pattern of weakening throughout the third quarter. July ad revenues were flat, and then August was down, and September was down, and we don't see the trend reversing. And this is Gary Pruitt talking about that. With Craigslist, I know Craigslist has really decimated the advertising, the classified advertising that you would see in, for example, the advertising that you would see in the San Francisco Chronicle, but I don't know that it has very much effect to me, the B always looks like it's thick with advertising, and particularly on the weekends and particularly on Sundays. But I don't think that augurs well. And the circulation figures are down for a lot of the major newspapers. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, in case you want to read a newspaper, and in case you are a student at a particular elementary school, and they get about 40 newspapers a day at this particular school, or 30. And the reason that they get the newspaper is so that teachers can use the newspaper in classroom exercises, which I think is really interesting. So here are teachers using the newspaper in classroom exercises. And one parent complained that it was inappropriate for these newspapers to be available to the kids in the elementary school. That the newspapers were talking about sex, death, and general mayhem, and they have sort of become the standard fodder for newspapers and for TV news, although, you can turn on the television and you can. But this parent thought that her kid should not be exposed to the newspaper. Now, her kid, to put not too fine a point on it, I think is in second grade. So I can't imagine a second grader reading the newspaper or understanding what he or she is reading. And when the school said, we'll put this away, we'll put this under the counter, it wasn't good enough for this parent. She didn't think any kids should be reading the newspaper. So now school officials in the place the papers behind the media center's counter in the library. So those students would still be able to see them. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Restricting access to newspapers by kids. But should a second grader see the newspaper? If a second grader saw the newspaper, would the second grader know what he or she was looking at? But here's a mom, and she is she was complaining that kids that young should not be exposed to sex, death, and general mayhem. Well, is that all that's in a newspaper? Well, it's some of what's in a newspaper. And the school officials originally said that they would restrict the papers for the woman's child alone, but the woman emailed back that it wasn't good enough, saying that the act would make the papers a fascinating forbidden fruit, and giving students open access to the papers would be like leaving a loaded gun on the table. What do you think about that? 349-1320. I have three newspapers delivered to my home every day. And then when I come in here, there are two more waiting for me. And then there are all the newspapers that you ever want in the universe online. Was this parent right? A second grader? Should a second grader be, would a second grader know really what's in a newspaper? Is a second grader really interested in a newspaper? Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Enid. I'm so sorry. I just got in the car and started listening to you, so my comment wasn't about what you just got done talking about.
Well, that's all right. It's a flea. It's a fabulous Friday. And so it's okay, a flea market of ideas, as always.
Okay. Well, about 11:30 this morning, I accidentally landed on a radio station that was featuring Rush Limbaugh.
a likely story, Suzanne.
I don't even remember what station it was. However, and this will blow you away, he was saying that the country is now playing right into Osama bin Laden's hands because we're leaning towards a Democratic swing here. And that...
you mean that if you're a Democrat, you're in the arms of Osama bin Laden?
It gets better. So he said, that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Osama bin Laden, they want George Bush out, and they're going to be voting with the Democrats. And so if you vote Democratic, you're going to be voting right along with the Taliban. Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden. Now, I'm not sure, but do they have voting rights in this country?
Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what Rush is saying? He's saying if you vote for Osama bin Laden? Or if you vote for a Democrat, it's a vote for Osama bin Laden?
Absolutely. But what was, I can see some weirdos saying that, but what he said was that they were voting and siding with the Democrats. How can he say something like that? They can't vote.
Well, how can he say it? How can he say anything that he says? He makes it all up as he goes along.
Oh, God, it's just...
But here's what's amazing, that people believe him. And the Democrat and the Republicans are using, the terror ads to really scare the public.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was saying, yeah, they really want George Bush out of there. And if George Bush was doing such a bad job, would they want him out of there? He goes, no, if George Bush was doing a bad job, they'd want him to stay there, but they don't want him to stay. You know,
here's the thing. These Republicans, they are so good at the manufacture and dissemination of fear. They don't have anything much to offer you. They certainly, when you're talking about substance, mainly what they have to offer is incompetence. That's what they have to offer. Not real substance. It's incompetence. So they got to do something to get you to vote their way, and they're scared to death. Here's what they're terrorized by: the fact that Republicans will make a sweep in the next election. That's what they're most terrorized. So they want to terrorize us. If you're a real leader, I don't think you're busy terrorizing your family, your friends, and everybody else.
No.
Or your constituents. That's what Franklin Roosevelt was a fabulous leader. And coming out of the Depression, he wasn't doing that. That's not what he was doing. He was making people feel stronger, not feeling weaker. And Dickey comes in and says, I'm a uniter, not a divider. Remember that? But the only way to win votes is to wedge issues and to divide people against each other and to play people off against each other. So that's what you've got. In this administration, that's really what they can offer you: incompetence and very savvy marketing. It's a lethal. It can be a lethal combination.
Well, you know what amazes me is that, and I think it goes to the real big problem is, it's the turning the political arena into an entertainment arena. People don't listen. I mean, George Bush has said some of the most bizarre things I've ever heard come out of a politician's mouth. I mean, absolutely bizarre statements. And people don't question it.
Well, what does that say about us?
Well,
it says we're getting the politicians. Apparently, we're getting the politicians we deserve. Suzanne, I'm delighted, though, that you brought me that piece of right-wing theater from you-know-who, a guy who's so loaded on OxyContin that you have to think of all of what he says as fiction.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We talked about health yesterday. I've got to share this with you. Do you know that sleep deficits are making people fat? We're talking about health and everybody being obese yesterday, that there's obesity is obese. beastly off the charts in the world. Well, an analysis of recent data suggests, and I never knew this, and most of us, I think, are sleep deprived, that sleep deficits are making people fat. In studies, number one, sleep shortage in babies and toddlers correlated with obesity. Number two, sleep shortage in adults correlated with high levels of a hormone that tells the brain to eat Cheetos. That number three, kids who woke up tired got less exercise, which in turn would have helped them sleep. So also, if you're sleep deprived, it can push you into diabetes. 349-1320, Farshad in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, hello, Enid. A couple of comments. I think the first one has to do with the previous caller about Mr. Rush. And I think that, you know, he is a drug addict, hypocrite, so you cannot really expect too much from him, and he lies too. But just to explain what...
Yeah, but a lot of people believe him, just like a lot of people believe Doolittle. You know, it defies the laws of both gravity and levity.
You know, a lot of people believe televangelists too. Some of them. I shouldn't put everything.
And that's what I think a lot of the politicians are. And when this guy just wrote a book about Bush and the faith-based politics. He said James Dobson, that these people are thugs. They make fun of, you know, the administration people make fun of them behind their back, but they play to this audience. They don't respect the audience, but they are like snake oil salesmen. They are like televangelists, and they know what's going to resonate, and that they give them what they want to hear, just like Rush does.
Yeah, you know, it really surprises me. Sometimes they say that if you are not a Republican, you cannot be a Christian, which is just awful and hogwash, and I cannot believe that there are Christians who buy this stuff, you know, that your religious belief should run along their political views, which is totally, totally wrong, and they're very wrong. But I think just to say what I think Rush meant was that voting, not voting, or voting for Democrats, or not voting for Bush, is along what Osama wants, and that's what he meant. Not that.
He knows. He just had coffee with Osama bin Laden. He knows what Osama bin Laden wants. Maybe Osama bin Laden will do a campaign spot on his behalf.
Yeah, in my opinion, Bush has done for terrorism a lot more than Osama could have done.
You know, I agree with you. I think that's actually, that would be, do you think that Democrats could get away with doing an ad with that headline, that Bush has done more for terrorism than Osama bin Laden? That's a really powerful headline, isn't it?
Everything else. You know, I have lost my faith in the our voting rights. I feel like I can't, whether I vote or not, it doesn't matter because he's going to cheat me and there's no...
No. You have to do it. You have to vote. I want to quote you, Farshad. I got to quote you what Gandhi said. Gandhi said, "Anything you do is insignificant, ultimately insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. So you've got to do it. Don't. Then they will have won if they have beaten you down so much that you don't think that anything you have to say or your vote counts." So I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, traffic is still about the same that it was earlier. We do have a couple of car crashes. Slows downtown right next to the Capitol. I guess we have a two or three car crash just stopping traffic over there. I-5 and J Street, that is slowed down as well, Southbound 5. And Folsom Boulevard at Manlove, Douglas Ride at McLean, that's in Grass Valley, but it's slowing things down. And Carson Crossing. Wow, everything's in Placerville and Grass Valley today. Enid Live continues today at 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Looking to get your plants to reach their...
The color...
pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
5:24 on the Friday, fabulous Friday edition. Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about many things. We're talking about Doolittle being way more under investigation than he ever wants to admit. We're talking about Schwartzy contributing $3.5 million more out of his own pocket. The estimates of his wealth range from $100 to $300 million. God, I guess steroids get you far in this world. They pump up your body and then they pump up your bank account. We are talking about, should a second grader be restricted from reading a newspaper? Can a second grader read a newspaper? Somebody tell me about this. This is, and you know what? You know, readership of newspapers is declining, apparently, in most places. I'll tell you where readership of newspapers is not declining. When they are hyper local. When they cover the prom. If you live in a small town, there's a lot of knowing what goes on, and then there's a lot of the newspaper telling you what's going on also. So the football teams and the prom and all the beauty contests and all the stores that are opening and closing and who's coming, what business is coming into town and what business is leaving and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Actually, it's nice. I like that. And those are the kinds of newspapers that are doing very well. For a long time, I don't think I could recall. Now they pay for it. You pay for it. And I think it's not cheap either. But in the Chronicle, you pay for your obituary. And as many of you know, I collect obituaries because there's little mini bios of how people have lived their lives. But you pay for it, and I think I'm told it's quite expensive. But for a long time, unless you were a prominent person, they didn't run obituaries. I like to read and see people's lives and what they've accomplished. And, you know, you're here for 5 minutes, and what are you going to do with it? And it goes by in 5 seconds, too, as I think it feels like sometimes. Sometimes time feels like it takes forever, and then other times it's like, wow, where did it go? I want to add to the conversation that in Marin County, Marin County became the first county in the Bay Area to approve a law that imposes civil penalties on adults who hold loud or unruly parties in which underage guests consume alcohol. So if your kids are giving a party, and it's a rowdy party, if it's an underage drinking party, you, the parent, are going to be fined. And it's called the Social Host Ordinance. And it was approved unanimously by the Marin's Board of Supervisors. It is in response to the deaths last year of two teenagers who had slammed into a tree while driving home after a night of drinking at a house party in Novato. Oh, my God. You know what this reminds me of? What in law, at least in Illinois, now I don't know if it is true in California, they call them dram shop laws. If the and maybe it's those of you who are attorneys, tell me about this. If you, as a bartender, a bar owner, overserve somebody, and they go and they wreak havoc as a result of it, you are liable as the bar owner or the bar server or something, I think. So maybe those laws have been modified since the last time I knew about them, but 349-1320. So if you're a parent in Marin County and you are, and let's say you're not even home. Let's say you're out of town and your kids get creative while you're out of town and they decide, whoa, mom and dad are gone and let's boogie. Well, here's what's going to happen. The parents, and then some horrible thing happens that, who knows, lives can be lost, all this kind of stuff, and the parents now are liable. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jim in Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon, Enid. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I've got a little bit of telephone strategy for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
When you get those unwanted calls, and I got a half a dozen of them saying, hi, we need you to hear something about Charlie Brown, I used to just hang up on them. And then I realized that if I simply put the phone down and let them go on and on and on, I'm tying up their equipment and they can't call somebody else while they're talking to me.
Yeah, but how long does their thing go for?
It doesn't matter. If you let it go for as long as they want it to go for, that's people they can't call.
So, okay.
So just put your telephone down.
Put your telephone down. Yeah, but then no one can call you either.
No, that's true for 35 or 40 seconds. What's the big deal?
Okay.
You're doing a little bit for the cause, huh?
Okay.
All right.
So that's I love these household hints. Thank you.
Are you Heloise by any chance?
No, but I love reading Heloise's household hints. And I love these books that tell you how to take those, what do you call them? When you get a six-pack of Cokes or when you get a six-pack of beer, those plastic
ringies?
Yeah, the plastic ringies that carry them all, that, you know, put them all together so you can carry all six of them.
Yeah, the ones that are killing fish and cormorants and everything.
Yeah,
else.
Probably. But if you buy these thrifty books, they tell you how to turn it into a volleyball net. You know, possibly even a condom that doesn't work. But I love these. I mean, people devote their lives to saving 30 cents. I mean, they must spend thousands of days to do some of these things, and they wind up saving 30 cents, and they are thrilled to do it.
Hey, what's the heck? It's 30 cents you didn't have yesterday.
That's right.
I'll buy a quarter can of beer anywhere in town.
thank you for the call.
You have a great afternoon.
You too. We should do Heloise's hints. I always like my. I had an aunt who always had. She was from the era of, I won't say domestic engineering, but when women learn to, see, the phrase is multitask, but when women were like generals running their homes, and and they did the things in the most efficient way. I mean, I'm sure there are many generations of us who grew up in that kind of, for a while that was all in style, that grew up in that kind of a household where the women ran everything, and they did it very efficiently. They had systems, and they would talk about the systems that they had with each other. Now, you've got dust bunnies the size of Cleveland and nobody actually cares, but it was a different, day then. I want to talk also about, a subject near and dear to my heart. As you know, the goddess is single. The goddess has never been married. And here is the question, the question, as we leap into the arms of the weekend. Do smart girls finish last in love? Now, for a long time, remember there was a study out that turned out to be bogus, that a woman who graduated from, what is it, what did they say, graduated from college, and she was still single at 35, had a greater chance of being hit by a terrorist than she did of ever falling in love or getting married, ever getting married. And then, it affected a whole generation of women. And then, come to find out, it was bogus information, bogus dating, bogus statistics, or they were incorrectly interpreted or something like that. So if you ask men, do you want somebody who's bright and really can, you know, talk to you? And they say yes. But I don't think they really mean that. Now, this is a woman writing an essay. And she went to Princeton. And when people would ask her, where did she go to school, she tried to avoid... When guys would ask her on dates, where did she go to school, she tried to avoid answering the question. Because when she actually, by the time she told them, it sort of turned a lot of guys off. So the question is, do smart girls finish last in love? Are they just too smart to be bamboozled by love? Well, you know, nobody's too smart to be bamboozled by love. Love can bamboozle anybody, and when the smoke clears, you sometimes are very grateful that it wasn't any worse. That attack of love wasn't any worse than it was. It is so fun when it happens, but you can fall in love with the most improbable people who are so not right for you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. While there are certainly some men who want a woman to play fetch for them, the majority of men, and certainly the ones that smart women would like to date, are definitely looking to volley with equals. And this, according to a woman who has written a book called "The Why Smart Men Marry Smart Women." Now, I think this is just anecdotal. I think that the kids who come out who are smart, very, very often, not always, but a lot of the time, had really smart mothers. Maybe dads too, but smart mothers. Smart mothers, I think, make for smart kids. And smart mothers who are good at making good emotional decisions as well. So my question is, do smart girls finish last in love? Is it true? They tell the researchers what they think the researchers want to hear. You know, when O.J. was in full flower, and I have told this story before, so forgive me if you've heard it, the researchers went out and said, you want to hear more on the O.J. trial? And everyone said, oh, no, we can't, too much, it's overkill. And they couldn't get enough of it. Sherry in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment on your do smart women finish last?
In love.
Only in love with men.
Only in love with men as opposed to?
Women.
With women.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Smart women do really well with other smart women.
Okay.
They just don't do well with men.
What is it with men? Are men such an endangered and threatened species that it's generations and generations of advice to women saying, you know, don't beat him at tennis, don't get better grades, don't let him know how smart you are until you're already married and it's too late.
But see, brilliant women love other brilliant women.
Oh, well, there you go, Sherry. Thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. Smart advice for today on this for this wonderful edition on Friday of Enid Live. Eastbound 50, just east of southbound 15th Street. And all the way down, we have 2 and 3 car crashes slowing it down. Now, hit and runs that's not smart. So let's stay away from actually hitting someone and then bailing. This is not good because you know what we've caused? A death over on Hunter Lane and North Avenue, Fulton Avenue just north of Whitetop, and westbound 50, northbound 16th Street. All hit and runs, and it looks like emergency vehicles are on scene. One death, as I mentioned. Enid Live will continue at 81 at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
What's your secret for...
I wanted it all. Intelligence,
great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and Elm in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
It's 5:40 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours till 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have a line or two open. Grab it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the questions we are asking in our flea market of ideas today is, do smart girls finish last in love? If you are a guy, you know, you don't have to give your real name. Is smart a part of the equation Really? I mean, or is that kind of, you rather have sexy, curvy, loving, you know. I mean, I think there's no one quality that people like. And our last caller says, hey, smart women love other smart women. And the numbers for being married, it's official. You are outnumbered if you're married. Married couples whose numbers have been declining for decades as a proportion of American households have finally slipped into the minority. This is according to an analysis of figures. The census recently found that 49.7% or 55.2 million of the nation's households were made up of married couples, and that it's just down from 52% 5 years ago. So people aren't, well, maybe they're getting married, but maybe they're not staying married. I don't know. 349-1320. Do smart girls finish last in love? Taylor. In Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Good. I love your show. Listen
thank,
every day.
Thank you. Are you are you telling 3 to 5 people every day?
At least.
At least.
No,
oh,
yes,
you say, oh Taylor, you say all the right things to us, huh?
I have to apologize. It was only 2 today.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wanted to comment on the smart women topic.
Yes.
My fiance, she has a master's degree, and I think that it's a must.
Well, she's smart enough to be in love with you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well,
I'm just the layman. Last year in junior college, and she's already got a master's.
Wait a minute, you don't have an undergraduate degree?
No,
your last year in junior, you must have many fine qualities.
Well, thank you. No, it's important. She's a very strong Democrat. And I couldn't have a relationship with somebody who wasn't an intelligent person.
How did you two meet?
The first day of seventh grade, actually.
You're kidding. You've known each other for all those years. You know, there is a professor at Sac State, a Nancy somebody, I forget now her last name, and she maintains, and I'm going to say this very badly, I'm going to paraphrase it very badly, but she maintains that if you were met and fell in love early on, I don't know, high school, grade school, whatever, even if you go your separate ways, you're separated, or even college, and you find each other many years later, you know, maybe you've divorced and all that, that those relationships really have magic and they last.
You know, Enid, that's exactly what happened. I was actually married for 8 years before we got back together.
You were?
Yeah, we were together. We were high school sweethearts.
And what happened? What happened?
We both. She was smarter than I was, and she grew up quicker than I. You know, I'm a boy, I guess, when I was 20, and we went our separate ways and got a divorce. And
how old are you now?
I'm 30.
30. Well, Taylor, you can't congratulate the woman. That's etiquette. We're teaching etiquette here too, as well. But you do congratulate the man. So congratulations on getting on soon to be getting married, which is going to be when.
And it looks like probably when I can get a degree.
Well, that, hey, what the hey? I thank
no
you.
No pressure at all. No yeah. pressure at all there. So
I thank you for the call, and lots of good luck.
Love your show.
Thank you. You know, here's, I hate to say this. I'm like the stock market. The stock market has been described as an oscillation between optimism and pessimism, and that's me. Second marriages have been described as a triumph of optimism over experience. So we're wishing him the best. Dr. BJ, calling from SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I'm calling 3 to 5 people a day, too. So.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
But as a psychologist, I just wanted to give you some feedback on the question. I like you always have such interesting questions. But as far as smart women finishing last in love, I don't think that there's really much research as such that suggests that smart women necessarily that there's a gender for that. But what there is some research to show is that partners often choose other partners by what they need, and so an insecure man. Might be threatened by a very intelligent woman, and it might also be the other way around, whereas a fairly self-confident man would seek a partner based upon just what he liked and what he wanted. So I think that a lot of that has to do with it. My partner has a master's just like Taylor's does. I mean, her intelligence is a big attraction for me. I don't know if she wouldn't be on the front of any Vogue magazine or anything like that, but I like the way she looks, but I'm also very much attracted to her intelligence. And so I just think that, you know, that has a lot to do with it. It really has a lot to do with the personalities and quite often the insecurities of the individuals involved.
I want to tell you a story about a guy I knew who was very short and, to put it kindly, looked a little bit like the Michelin Man. He was rather, you know, porky. He did look like the Michelin Man. He was the least attractive person you might encounter. He was so smart, and he was so funny that the minute he opened his mouth, you didn't even notice what he looked like.
Right.
There are people like that who are just, they're just, you know, wonderful people, and it doesn't matter about the looks. And I think we've all been in the place where we have gone out with people who are absolutely gorgeous, and it's like eating junk food. There's no there.
I absolutely agree with you on that one, Edith. I absolutely agree. And I was just curious, though, as the young man that you spoke about that you said was, you know, not necessarily that, Adonis-looking, but was smart. How did he do as far as...
He did brilliantly. He's no longer among us. He's gone to heaven. Rather too early, but he lived a very high-powered life. He was on television. He was... I'm not going to mention names, but he was pretty prominent, and
right.
people adored him. And he just had that magic, and it had nothing to do with... It had zero to do with the way he looked.
Right. So I guess the bottom line is I think that there's really hope out there for very smart, intelligent women. I really am.
Oh, you know, you say that, Dr. BJ, but I'm going to tell you something. Having lived in the Bay Area for a long time before moving to Sacramento, there are maybe three single straight men in the whole Bay Area, and they're making five dates a night and breaking four of them. These are guys who used to have to cruise laundromats to get a date on a Thursday night, so I mean it's a man's paradise.
Well, we can always hold out hope, Edith.
We can't hold out hope. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320 opens up a line. Gary in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I just heard the topic and wanted to call in. I've always been attracted to smarter women. And when I was going to school, I dated a girl who actually is teaching chemistry now at UCLA. And my first wife is a CPA, and the wife I have now is a PhD chemist.
Really?
So, yeah. So I've always been attracted to...
Well, and it looks like smart women have been attracted to you.
I was a research scientist also.
Oh, okay.
And it was always, whenever I'd date somebody that was not very sharp, it was always kind of difficult for me, you know, to find topics that I could connect with.
Right.
But on someone that's, you know, that's well-read and has a real wide range of interests, it was easy.
Well, it can be very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thank you very much for the call, Gary. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Will a man, men, are any of you manly enough to call in to say that you really don't want, you can't stand smart women, smart uppity women, and silicone boobs are really what you are. Those things that look and feel like little basketballs or baseballs or whatever they feel. Those Dolly Parton. Do you know that there's a species of rose called the Dolly Parton for its huge blooming capacity? I just thought I would tell you that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, Enid, I have a question for you. What is smart and uppity? I mean, are smart and uppity? Because, I mean, I'm pretty smart.
I don't know.
Uppity
might have to do with a vizier. I don't know. What does uppity mean?
Well, because I got to tell you that there are a lot of really uppity women on the highways, but they are not smart.
I can tell you that right now.
And I can prove it to you, too, because at eastbound 50 at northbound Cap City Freeway, our traffic hazard, and unfortunately I did find out it's a woman on the right-hand side, doors wide open. Man
Love Road at Folsom Boulevard, we have a two-car crash. Westbound 50 just west of southbound 99. And westbound 50 at northbound 16th Street. Slowing traffic down. Now, I know Tom Petty's playing at Rayleigh Field and heading on that way. Cab City Freeway and, of course, I-5 closing onto Rayleigh Field. It is a little slow, so stay clear of that, unless you're going to Tom Petty. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
There are... The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet, it's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that truth. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
A good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.553 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. One of the things we are discussing, among many items that we're discussing, do smart girls finish last in love? And also, it is official. You are in the minority now. If you are married, that marriage is not dead, but it's happening much later in life for most Americans. And, you know, you don't have to get married anymore. Women can now, or you know, they don't have to be tied up in a relationship if they don't, unless they want to be, because women are now earning... $70,000. They graduate college in greater numbers. They get bachelor's degrees. They get better grades. And they're still earning about 73 cents on the dollar compared to a man. I don't know what the story is there. Sarah in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Enid. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the being a retired teacher after 31 years.
Yes.
And I've worked with all the grade levels. I was elementary earlier on, and then I ended up in junior high for about 22 years. But my thought on elementary children, you know, this woman was like second grade student. I think it needs to be supervised, you know. It's PG, you know what I'm saying? And
It's the daily newspaper.
By the teacher a little.
Well, but if it's a daily newspaper, do kids in second grade read very well?
Well, the point is, I don't know. Years ago, newspapers like the Sacramento Bee, that level of paper would have been at an eighth grade reading level. But I know that when U.S. News and World Report came out, gosh, that's been, 15, 20 years, they reduced their reading level to fourth grade because they realized that the, people, adults, were really not reading at eighth grade level anymore. So if they're getting the Sacramento Bee, I certainly hope the Bee is still maintaining, but I haven't really heard about that much. I did teach English and in the seventh grade, and I did use newspapers and... when I taught music in elementary, I would have them do music in the news. And so in that sense, but I never started that till fourth grade,
Right.
But I think you're right on the second graders. I don't think they really can.
You know, even if they read it, I don't know if you can, how much you know in the second grade. And if we've all gotten so dumb, a second grade aren't the geniuses they once were. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah, for the call. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Glenn in Placerville, you have been so patient. Thank you so much for hanging on. You're live with Enid. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, the thing that I wanted to say is that school districts in Sacramento and at big city school districts just pander to the idiots. I've taught in Sacramento, in Fairfield, in Placerville, and the bigger the school district, the more they will pander to.
You know, here's the story. I saw some figures once. If you're challenged in school, if you're lagging in school, they spend lots of money per student. But if you are gifted, they spend like a nickel
right.
per student, which is absolutely the wrong proportions.
Mm-hmm. And that's.
They figure if you're gifted, you'll figure it out. You'll figure out a way to, I suppose. And we don't need to help you. We don't need to bolster you. But if you're, if you've got problems in school, well, we need to get you up to speed.
Well, the people that give the money for people that need to be brought up to speed, that's the federal government that's throwing dollars at the school districts, and that's what they're after, is just the dollars that are being thrown. That's why they've gone with the No Child Left Behind.
Which they won't, an unfunded mandate. I want to, textbooks, which we haven't really gotten into too much. There are a whole series of textbooks for the physically impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Or disabled, let's just say, the disabled. And they used, they didn't use disabled kids in the pictures. They used kids that were not disabled to pretend that they were disabled. They'd stick them in a wheelchair.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush met today with CENTCOM Commander John Abizaid, and he'll huddle with other top generals tomorrow as he considers changing strategy in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Mark Nola reports he's under increasing public pressure to do something soon.
In a new letter to President Bush, top congressional Democrats say his Iraq policy is not working and urge him to change course. Mr. Bush says U.S. tactics are constantly changing, but he will not change the U.S. commitment to an Iraq that can sustain, govern, and defend itself.
And so we will stay in Iraq, we will fight in Iraq, and we will win in Iraq.
To that end, Mr. Bush has a Saturday morning meeting with his war council, including his top military commanders in Iraq, to discuss what tactics need to be changed in dealing with an enemy he calls brutal and violent. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Private First Class John Jotka reportedly will become the first Marine to plead guilty in the case of an Iraqi civilian who was dragged from his home in Hamdaniya and murdered. Seven Marines and a Navy corpsman were charged. Jotka's father says his 20-year-old son has struck a deal with military prosecutors. Next week, he'll plead guilty to assault and obstruction of justice charges. The murder and kidnapping charges will be dropped. A Milwaukee man was arrested today on a federal charge of making terrorist threats over the Internet. Prosecutor Christopher Christie says Jake Broms, who posted the hoax warning about blowing up radioactive dirty bombs at NFL stadiums this weekend, is a 20-year-old grocery store clerk who lives with his mother.
There is no evidence that Mr. Brom had either the ability or the intention to deliver dirty bombs to any of these stadiums.
Because he has a clean record, Brahms was released without bail. His lawyer says he never meant any real harm, but Christie says this kind of hoax wastes valuable resources. With the possibility that there might still be victims' remains at Ground Zero in New York, WCBS Radio's Rich Lamb reports the city's launching a new search.
Mayor Bloomberg says the World Trade Center site will be thoroughly searched, but the families are livid that more than 5 years after 9/11, a utility crew found bones in a manhole.
It just felt like an urge to throw up, and I haven't felt like that since my brother's body was identified.
Rosaline Talon lost her brother, Sean. She says the families want all World Trade Center construction shut down and a U.S. military team called in to do the search. Another family member said, if New York City were capable of doing the job, we would not be in this situation now.
When actor Wesley Snipes was indicted on tax fraud charges, prosecutors said they didn't know where he was. Now we know. Snipes is filming a movie in Namibia, an African country which has no extradition treaty with the United States. On Wall Street today, the Dow lost 9 points but remained above 12,000. The Nasdaq gained 1 point. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Susan.
I'm at a gas station in Austin, and my brother just called me, and he has locked himself out of my truck. I'm standing 200 miles away from him.
Can I have your four-digit security PIN number?
507.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send an unlock signal to the vehicle.
That's why I sold my Ford truck, and I bought a Denali and a Hummer.
Well, there you go.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Your vehicle doors are unlocked now.
The doors are unlocked?
Yep.
Let me call the cell phone he called me on. Brett, they're unlocked? Okay. OnStar, I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Citizens of several states will be voting next month on ballot proposals to limit eminent domain seizures of private property for public purposes. As part of our week-long series, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato took a look at the problem of expanding the nation's power grid.
From this area of quiet, rolling Pennsylvania hills to here in Washington, D.C.'s western suburbs, a new transmission line will be built, one of a number of projects around the country in the works to expand the power grid.
While we have specific areas in different regions that have more or less need,
says David Flitman, president of Pennsylvania-based Allegheny Power,
it really is a national issue.
Under a new federal law, utilities have greater leeway to take land for lines to areas with critical power needs. The first national interest transmission corridors could be named this year. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
A Connecticut supermarket chain has pulled Autumn Royal black seedless grapes. A customer eating some at work found a poisonous black widow spider. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
live, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We have been talking about many, many things. Today we've been talking politics and we've been talking Doolittle and how severely he is under investigation. And we are talking about do smart girls finish last in love? And we are talking about whether second graders should be allowed to read a newspaper. One parent objected. But I want to move into a different area or add to the conversation. They just did a study about math skills. When many people feel like they're math illiterate, or what's the term used, innumerate or innumeracy, a lot of people feel like they are... you know, a lot of people are intimidated by math. And now, everybody's got calculators, so nobody ever apparently has to ever learn how to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. And when the power goes out, have you noticed that at any kind of store, nobody can seem to make change? And I hate it that they don't count it back in most places. I just hate that. It's the easiest way of knowing that you have the correct change. I'm not saying that the computer really makes errors, but it is so easy to know that your change is correct. You just count it back. And I once tried to show somebody at the Gap how to do that, and she just kept getting more and more frustrated. I probably wasn't the best teacher, and she couldn't do it. They've done a study that math skills are tied to what are expected, to what is expected. Women did better when they were told that they could do better. So the whole role of a self-fulfilling prophecy I find really interesting. If we think it's all going to be terrible, then, you know, it somehow becomes terrible. And if you're more optimistic in life, somehow that's a better thing. And you have I think you have a better chance of a happier outcome. Telling women that they cannot do well in math may turn out to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. In tests in Canada, women who were told that men and women do math equally well did much better than those who were told there is a genetic difference in math ability. So if you're told that the guys are better at math than you are, you're not going to do as well. You're just going to factor that into the equation, so to speak. And women who heard that there were differences caused by environment, such as math teachers giving more attention to boys, outperformed those who were simply reminded that they were females. The women who did better in the tests got nearly twice as many right answers as those in the other groups. The findings suggest that people tend to accept genetic explanations as if they are more powerful or irrevocable, which can lead to self-fulfilling prophecies. I think that that's such a fascinating study. And I think, I was looking to see that, what is it, math is now, they're going back to an old-fashioned kind of math, teaching you that. They're going back to old-fashioned, I think, kind of reading. I think I noticed that. So those of you who can speak to it, I'd like to hear. And just the idea that if you're told you don't do as well and that genetically you can't do as well, you probably won't do as well. It's what encouragement does. So when you're encouraged and when you are told you can do just as well, maybe you can do even better, I think it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What are your thoughts? And then when you get from this ridiculous administration terrorism to manipulate us as they're doing in the ads that are going to start running on Sunday, what do you get there? Fear and more fear. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Marjorie and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Marjorie.
Math. This isn't going to add much to anything, but I think it's funny. When my little girl was two, before preschool, I'd come home from work, I'd be fixing dinner, and she'd be all cuddled up against my husband in the other room. And he was teaching her. She knew all her numerals, and she could count. And she'd always end with A-Ace, J-Jack, Koo Queen. Isn't that funny?
That's good. She learned.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Marjorie. I appreciate that story. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I want to tell me if this paints a picture. So math skills, a lot of people feel challenged in terms of math. I think that math, logic, and music are somehow all connected. I'm probably not the first person to make that observation. But if you're good in music, I think you're going to be good in math. And I'm not sure why. Maybe the notes having to do with the racial relationship between the notes and the values and all that other stuff. There's a certain logic that math is really... I never thought I was interested in math. And I got I got interested in math. I'm not at any very great or deep level, but I like numbers. I don't know why, but I just do. And I want to quote my friend Phil Bronstein from the San Francisco Chronicle. He is the executive editor. I want to throw this into the discussion as well. Among the remaining Sunday book review sections, only the New York Times Book Review receives a significant number of ads to keep it going. Now, what we said earlier was that most newspaper advertising revenues are going to be flat or down. And that is going to be true for McClatchy. And here we're going to the Chronicle. And among the remaining Sunday Book Review sections, only the New York Times Book Review receives a significant number of ads. San Francisco Chronicle's book section gets few ads, said editor Phil Bronstein. It gets harder and harder, he said, to justify something that has no ad support. We continue to do it because we think it is important to the cultural community of the Bay Area. But he says we will cover books, quote, for as long as we can. Now, isn't that a sad? I mean, I'm delighted that they're doing it. I'm delighted that we see book reviews in the B. I'm really glad that there is a New York Times book review section, which takes me kind of a while to get through usually. But isn't it a sad story that there isn't the advertising revenue to support a lot of these book review sections? So you don't have the book review sections anymore. And I think a lot of people don't have so much time to read books, so they read the review instead, and you kind of almost get a sense of the book. Not exactly, but, you know, it's better than no sense whatsoever. 3491320. And math skills, you know, we can't add, subtract. But if you're told that genetically you're just as good as or better than the other sex, the opposite sex, you live up to that self-fulfilling prophecy. Huey, in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Huey. Am I saying your name correctly or no?
What'd you say?
I said Huey, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Is it Hugh?
John.
Oh, John. Okay. Okay, hi, John.
Yeah. Hi, John. Is this Enid?
This is Enid.
Good. I'm calling to say that brains didn't enter into my formula when I was looking for a wife. I wanted one 36D with long legs.
And did you get it?
Yeah, and surprise of surprises, she was just smart as a whip, and I never had a dull moment in my life. In fact, when I was married 10 years or so and thought I had her all figured out, she changed.
And what happened?
Oh, she just kept things exciting, and that was just her job, so I never got bored.
Well, that's what a smart woman does, and a smart man, too, as a matter of fact.
Well, I just...
Did you do your part there in keeping things exciting, John?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. All right, so you went for the 36D, but you went for boobs, but you got brains instead. Or
I got the whole package.
I got
36D with long legs.
Long legs and brains.
That's the criteria. Now, that was to get things started. And then after I got things started, then I wanted somebody that would keep my interest. And she really was smart, and she could keep my interest, and she knew all kinds of stuff. And I've never been bored a day in my life.
I think that's a wonderful story, John, and I thank you for sharing it. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. You got boobs and you got brains. Ray and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I had a comment on that terrorist ad. I previewed it on the web today.
And I
just think it's amazing that they've got the gall to run ads showing Osama bin Laden as a threat. I would think that the Democrats should just run a counter ad that says, this is Tora Bora. 5 years ago, Osama bin Laden was here close enough to be heard on low wattage radio. Bush let him go. If he's ever a problem again, remember that.
Oh, that's pretty good. You know, as you're talking, what really they're doing, as they're trying to scare you, and I'm assuming these are effective ads, is really advertising the fact that these guys that they were going to bring in dead or alive are pretty alive and in nobody's clutches, and they failed in their mission. Really, these ads, are which are meant to scare you, really say to you, we have failed.
Yeah, and as I said, the point is that 5 years ago, the entire hierarchy of both Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were bottled up in a very small area. And we felt it was, we had more reporters there than troops. Fired the job out. They let them go. If they ever come back to haunt us, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and George Bush are about the only ones we have to blame.
Dre, I thank you for the call. It is being reported that Rumsfeld, or at least it's being speculated on, that Rumsfeld has served as a scapegoat for the administration, that his job is to have been a pinata. I don't know if that's true or if that's just what has happened, and that everybody thinks he's going to go, or they're speculating, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people think he's going to go after the elections. What are your thoughts? 349-1320, and then who'll be the pinata? Maybe Dickie will be the pinata. What do you think? I don't know if you've seen, we don't see this too much here, but I remember being in London, the first time I really ever saw this, I was covering the royal wedding of Diana and Charles, and I was staying near the Dorchester Hotel. I was swimming, actually, at the Dorchester Hotel in London, and I'm forgetting now, it's in a fancy part of, Mayfair maybe, it's in a fancy part of London, and you would see these Rolls Royces pull up under the portico. And out would step these women, veiled in from head to toe. All you saw was a slit for their eyes, and you didn't even see their eyes because they had these like Darth Vader-like grills, or I don't know what they were. So you could not even see their eyes. It was the most, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I mean, I didn't want to stare. But London being where it is, it gets a lot of Middle Eastern traffic. And it gets a lot of rich, Saudis or whomever. And I was just, and you would see it a lot. Well, because there is an issue in Europe and certainly in England about terrorism flourishing because people don't get assimilated, and if you say anything against that's perceived as an insult against Islam, that's it. You know, they threaten you and they threaten the Pope and so on. Tony Blair has taken a very strong stance, and he has joined a passionate and increasingly contentious debate over the full face veils worn by some British Muslim women, calling it a mark of separation. There was a case, I think in Southern California not too long ago, where a woman, or was it Florida? I can't remember now where it was. She is a Muslim and she wore the full face, and they need, for her driver's license, for her U.S. driver's license, she refused to take off the veil. And the state said, you know what, we need your picture. We're not going to give you a driver's license unless you do this. And I don't know how they resolved it. But my opinion is, if you want a driver's license and the purpose of a picture is to identify you, I think you are subverting the whole purpose of the picture if your face is completely camouflaged and you're saying it's because of my religion. Because you can claim, you know, we have, as we talked this week, when the Wiccans have been applying to have their emblem allowed on gravestones of service people in federal cemeteries, there are many religions. And even there was a church, the Church of Satan, remember that, in San Francisco. So Blair is calling this a mark of division. In our country, I guess we say, you know, you can wear whatever you want to wear. I don't see how you can legislate what people wear. But you have in some of the Western European countries, they want to, in France, for example, other countries, they want to go back. There's a movement of unassimilated Muslims to go back to wearing the headscarf and all, you know, the whole regalia. And I think in France, they legislate against that. Because they think it causes too much division and it causes too much separation. And Blair is calling the veils a mark of division. And his remarks sort of highlight this uneasiness between England's Muslims and non-Muslim population. I don't see it much here in this country. I have rarely seen it. I can't even think the last time that I saw it. But what do you think about that? Should we, if people want to start doing that, and, I mean, remember when nuns used to wear the whole regalia? They looked so ethereal, so you know, from another dimension. And now that they wear suits and ordinary clothing, they just seem more like human beings and not so ethereal to me. But anyway, 349, I don't know, I just thought this was interesting about legislating about your clothing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Mm-hmm. I can hardly wait. It's Friday, and we have, what, 40 minutes left because I'm going to the Tom Petty concert. So you people, at 7 o'clock, move out of my way on I-5 because I'm on my way there. You know what I'm saying? So we need you to do the same. Slow down the West Stockton Boulevard just north of Twin Cities Road. We have a three-car crash. Southbound 99, just eastbound 50, we have a two-car crash and a traffic hazard on the right-hand side. And I'm so interested. I don't think I've ever been to White Rock Road at Scott Road. Is it a lot of farmland? Because we have about six horses in the roadway completely stopping traffic over there. So I'm just dying and I need to take a trip over there. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Bring the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm News 10's Chris.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Check out the new IMAX movie, Mystery of the Nile, at the Esquire IMAX Theater. Comedian Wendy Liebman is at the Improv at Harvey's this weekend. On Friday night, Jackson Brown will open the show for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in concert at Raley Field. Celebrate Fall Harvest Days, October weekends in Old Sacramento with lots of activities for the whole family. There's even a haunted train pulled by a spookomotive. Ride the rails, if you dare, between 11 and 4 Saturdays and Sundays. Just look for the Skeleton Crew at Front and K Streets. Check out the Smud Yes on Measure L Pumpkin Patch at Raley Field this Saturday from noon to 5. And this coming Wednesday, October 25th, you can see Sir No Sir, 7 p.m. at the Coloma Community Center. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
There's big new rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Fabulous Friday edition, Fabulous Friday Flea Market. of Ideas edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. We're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about clothes. One thing I have to throw into the conversation, we had Arianna Huffington recently, and she wrote a book on fearlessness, which maybe we should send to the Republicans, because they are always using fear to manipulate the population. Anyway, she said one of the first things you have to do in life is to get enough sleep. It seems like, you know, when your doctor tells you that, and you spend $5 million going in to see your doctor, you might pay attention to it. When your mom tells you that, you kind of blow it off. But in any event, you need to. We all need to get enough sleep, because you can lose weight if you get enough sleep. You can maybe avoid too much insulin production or something if you get enough sleep, so maybe you won't get pushed into diabetes, etc. The other thing I think is really critical to health, not just taking medications, but real health, is silence. Silence. Where do you find silence anymore? It's getting harder to find a little peace and quiet. Everybody has got music, cell phones, iPods. Everybody's got, televisions, radios. Of course, we want you to listen to the radio. Movies. I mean, and there's noise, there's traffic, there's everything else. But if you really want to have a cheap spa day, without going anywhere, just stay silent. Get enough rest and be silent for longer than you normally would. And I think it's really refreshing. And when you're silent, this is the interesting thing. You actually can figure out what you're thinking. You actually, in all the clutter of noise and stuff and everything else, all the clutter of life, in the silence, you can find yourself. So I want you to consider that as we embark on the weekend. And it turns out, if we're talking about clutter, God knows, there are many, for example, Republican staffers coming out of the closet right now, but many of us are going into the closet to try to clean out our clutter. Here is a woman who bought $20,000 worth of jewelry last year. She plunged herself into debt and despair. She knew something was wrong, but she couldn't help herself. For hours every day, she watched the Jewelry Channel and Home Shopping Network until the salespeople felt like family. Does this sound like you, Bunky? She did most of her binge buying late at night, often after her purchases arrived. She returned them, knowing that she could not afford them. Then she would see the same items on TV and buy them all over again. When she finally sought help, a New York psychologist advised her to have a, quote, conversation with the jewelry before she made her next purchase as a way to put some distance between herself and her compulsion. The woman said, "I would say to the jewelry, you are so beautiful. I cannot live without you. I love the way you sparkle," she said. The jewelry would say back, "You need me. You look pretty when you wear me." And I would say, "I do need you. I can't possibly think of being without you. But something has to change. I need to stop this. I can't afford a penny more." There may be more than 10 million people like this woman, Lucille, in the United States, according to a study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. They shop compulsively. They are shopaholic is now, some psychiatrists see it as a real disease. They shop compulsively, but they buy things they don't need and that they often cannot afford, and they place their work, their families, and their mental health in jeopardy. The problem is widespread and serious enough that the American Psychiatric Association, which is updating its influential Bible of Mental Disorders, is weighing whether to list compulsive buying as a disorder. You know, I had an aunt once who just bought and bought and bought. There were clothes in her closet that still had the tags on them, and a lot of them, when she died. She never wore those clothes. But here is being a shopaholic, and I think that maybe a lot of us have that little disease in a greater or lesser degree. There's probably a continuum of shopaholicism. And I say that being, I love to observe retail behavior. I love to observe shoppers. I love to observe, period. I like sitting in airports watching people. I'm very eccentric. Don't tell me. I already know that. Anyhow, but there's a whole science to enticing you to buy. the way they, a shopper entered Office Max store in Ohio. He paused briefly to pick up a canvas shopping bag from a rack near the front door. She's an artist. She has a part-time job as a, an artist who works as a kind of anthropologist of shoppers. Noted that. She says that's unusual. They watch you. They watch your shopping patterns. They sketch your paths, and then they figure out how to entice you to buy things more. And I think that the shopping networks probably have it down quite well, and they have figures and feedback and stuff that tell them how well items are selling, at what great rate they are selling. But some psychiatrists are calling shopaholism a real disease, kind of an obsessive-compulsive kind of a disease. And I think of that because in the Los Angeles Times was reporting that suddenly on the market came this treasure trove from a collector. If you were into vintage clothing, you probably would dream of finding a stash of designer label clothes with styles from the last 50 years. There would be multiple choices of colors, a range of sizes, and just for fun, the accessories to match. And since we're dreaming, it would all be in mint condition. And that is exactly what happened. There was a longtime vintage clothing collector. She bought stuff in multiples. She never wore any of them. They're all in mint condition. They're tiny size. I guess she was a rich woman. Some of it were big name items, so those go to costume institutes and so on. Others were not so well known. And this is a vintage treasure trove. So I love to go to places like, the Galleria or Arden Fair Mall, and I like to just sort of see what people are doing. I find it really revealing. And I think that if we're working hard and we don't have as much community as we once did, and at the Sacramento Speaker Series, they told you to say hi to the person on your left and say hi to the person on your right when I went to see Tim Russert the other night, and then the whole place exploded in conversation. It's like we were waiting for someone to give us permission to do that. And so we don't have the sense of community, and a lot of us don't, I think. And we want to reward ourselves for a hard week of work. So what do? We go shopping, or we eat too much chocolate. And shopping is a big recreational activity. It's fun to look and see what's out there. You don't have to necessarily buy anything, but it's really fun to look. And a lot of people do that. And I think shopping, the idea that being a shopaholic is a disease, I think really has some legs. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Some psychiatrists are seeing shopaholic as a diagnosis. There's a whole science of what gets you to buy, where they place things in a store to get you to be more interested in one thing or another. If they put something, we all know what it's like to be in the checkout line. And there's all these, you buy a million candy bars that you shouldn't be buying because it's just right there. Little impulse purchases. I think Costco, by the way, is the home of impulse purchases. But you think you're buying bargains, but what you're buying are, 40 years supply of toilet paper. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have lows tonight, 55, and our weekend is going to be absolutely gorgeous. 80, 81. We are sitting at 79 here in the River City. Eastbound 50 just west of El Dorado Hills by Placerville. There's a three-car crash. It looks like stopping traffic there by 50. Eastbound 50 just west of Jefferson. The freeway service is blocked out there by a two-car crash. Southbound 99 just north of Fruit Ridge Road. My first Fruit Ridge Road today, and it is only a stalled vehicle. Yay! I'm very happy for Southbound 99 today. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
at AAA. Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
This is an AM 1320 left channel action calendar. The film
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me. We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you.
With high-quality personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Blame me, I don't blame you. 6:39 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. So, shopaholism is on the verge and maybe has fallen into the arms of being considered an actual psychiatric disease. Researchers are studying internet addiction. These are all, you know, we call... shopaholism, internet addiction. We don't have passions anymore, do we? Everything is now an addiction. I don't know what we have lost exactly in not having passions, but having medicalizing. We have medicalized romance. We have art therapy. we're sort of medicalizing art. A caller wants to know, why do I call George W. Bush Dickie? Just because I think it fits. George W. Dickie Bush. And then I can say there are two dicks running the White House. 349-1320. 866-620-1320. And if you're in the retail, if you work retail, if you're in the retail business, or you own a shop, or you work in one, or you talk to me about what you've noticed, some really good observations about shopaholics, about buying. I think it's our new recreational. It's, you know, recreational shopping, shopping therapy. It's your goddess likes to do that. Sometimes, but having moved so often, I tell you one thing. Stuff has really started to lose its magic and its value. You just want to live more simply so that you don't have all this junk to move around. And for me, the junk is a lot of books. Lots of books. And I give away lots of books. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Carol and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
My take on this whole thing with addictions and with mental health diagnoses is I see it that the only way that therapists can get money for these things is when it goes in the DSM and that it's considered then an illness. You know, the same like with bipolar. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was no such thing. Now it's in the DSM. You can get treatment, and then the insurance companies cover it. Well, I think it's the same with all these shopaholism and alcoholism.
Are you a therapist?
No, but I've worked in mental health.
Okay.
You know, I'd really neither reveal who I am. But, when you get into the finances of a whole thing and you see how it is, until it's, you know, diagnosed that way, you can't get covered for it.
Well, they also have, the drug companies are happy to concoct medications for diseases that are really not even diseases. Well, don't they have something for shopaholism or some, you know, these little fringy kind of... I used to know what, you know, there are a bunch of these things, and then what they do is they market the disease, and then they market the cure for the disease.
Exactly. You know, I had a clothing store for many years, and I saw shopaholism at its max. And it's really a total lack of discipline, and you're filling your inner needs, you know, with material possessions. You know, I don't think you have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure it out. And, you know, regardless if you do it with food, drugs, sex, it's all the same thing. You know, and all of a sudden now everybody, you know, you hear somebody's going in, they're going into rehab. You know, they commit, you know, a molest, and they're going into rehab because they've been molested. Well, a lot of us have been molested. Do we then go around molesting? You know, I mean, most women have had a molest in their lives, you know, whether it's in their family or on the train. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean then you become a molester.
That's true. Talk to me about what you observed when you had your shop, and I like you're right about trying to fill up with whether it's food or whether it's, you know, buying stuff.
Well, I have
filling up that spiritual void, which is not going to get filled up with those things. But go ahead.
It does. I had one customer who I really liked in particular, and I'd be waiting on her. And as I was writing up her purchase, she would grab a dress like for $150, and it was not even her size. And we would talk about it, and she'll tell me, well, she'll get into it in about 3 months. And I got into my own, you know, spiritual life, and I decided I was going to try and say something. And I used to say to her, I'm not going to let you buy it. I said, because I'm giving into your sickness. And I said, I don't want you to do it. And you know what she said to me?
What?
If you don't let me do it, I'm going to go do it somewhere else.
spoken like a true junkie.
Yeah, a true junkie, you know, and so I saw what it was. And, you know, people now, everything is rehab. You go into rehab. You know, you relinquish your own responsibility and your own lack of discipline, and you go in somewhere where they, you know, isolate you. And for a month, you try and learn what you've never learned in your whole life. And that's rehab.
Well, you know, it's medicalizing it. Everything is being medicalized. Everything is a disease. Passion is an addiction.
Yes. Because then you have no, once it's an illness, you have no responsibility. I happen to have an illness, unfortunately, and I won't talk about it because it's really one that is pretty intimate. But I don't have an option on getting rid of it unless I get a transplant. It's part of my body, and it's an organ, you know. And here you hear these people, you know, well, I have alcoholism. I heard Bill Moyer's son last night on Larry King, if you've heard him. I didn't know that his son was, you know, living in crack houses and all this, you know.
Bill Moyers? No, I didn't know that either. Bill Moyers is...
He works for Hazleton, and he's just written a book now called Broken, and he talks about that his parents had to come get him at crack houses, and he totally talks like it's a disease. You know, he says it's not an excuse. This is what he says. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. And, I mean, they've been so brainwashed into believing, you know, don't pick up the drink. You don't know you have a disease if you don't drink. You know, I want to know, you know, my disease doesn't consider and say, well, it depends on what I put in my body. It's there all the time.
Well, this is interesting because what it makes me think of is when everything is medicalized. You don't have, as you said, you don't have to take responsibility. And let me just shift over for a second to what we talked about yesterday. We were talking about this movement because, you know, the insurance companies are busy backdating their options and paying their CEOs over $1 billion while they deny you treatment, excuse me, for a life-saving procedure. Excuse me. So what they're doing now is talking about the concept of healthy places to live, healthy villages where the store will have fruits and vegetables and where the air is clean and where there's walking paths so that you can walk and do this stuff. And the point made in the point made was that just taking a pill or taking drugs to solve your medical problems does not make you healthy. That's not what health is. You know, if you continue to eat all this fatty stuff and you're overweight and all that, and you have high blood pressure, taking the high blood pressure pill doesn't actually, it's not making you healthy. It's just bringing down your blood pressure.
But we have,
and we don't make that distinction. And in order to kind of clear out and to get rid of your, shopaholic, whether it's a foodaholic, because we're now a planet of the obese.
Right. It's the same consumption. It's all the same. It's consumption, whether it's in the mouth or on the body.
That's right. And you can't just take a pill for it. You can't just have a prescription. You really have got to go inside and figure it out. And we don't want to do that. We're a very quick fix society. We medicalize it all. So here's what people are doing. They're doing gastric bypasses, which I think is this form of self-mutilation. I know if you're really morbidly obese, you could stroke out at any second, and I guess that's better than remaining morbidly obese. And I know it's not easy to lose weight, but I know someone I know had a gastric bypass. You have to demonstrate that you can lose weight. I think, had to lose 25 or 30 pounds or so before they would even do. So if you can lose the 25 or 30 pounds, keep going. But now she cannot eat more than, I think, a quarter of a cup of anything for the rest of her life. And then she's got to wait a number of hours before she can have another quarter of a cup of something.
My GI actually does gastric bypass now. He went out of gastro regular, and that's all he does. And so he was once telling me about it. And I kind of have a different take on it, because some of these people have been so obese for their whole life that they don't even know what normalcy is. I mean, some of them couldn't sit on a plane because they were so big that they couldn't even go places. So if someone's giving them an option all of a sudden, they do have to discipline their food now. I mean, they don't even discipline anymore. They can't do it. Although I have heard that they can binge. You still can force it. I've heard that, if you're strong enough will, that you can force your body to take in more than, you want. But my thing with therapy is the same as all of this. It's always going somewhere to get fixed, rather than doing it yourself. I used to be into therapy, and I'm really against it now because it's like self-consumption, talking about yourself. And do it yourself. Work on yourself. You don't need.
Yeah, but sometimes you need a good teacher so that you develop the skills so that you can do it yourself. Sometimes you need to have that.
People that do it, that go spend their whole lives in and out.
Well, you're talking about Woody Allen. He was in analysis for 20 years anyway. I don't know if he still is. And there's a paragon of modern virtue.
And he married a stepdaughter that he molested with all his years of therapy.
Yeah, right. There you go. Carol, I thank you.
It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Oh, this just in. I don't know if you are. I don't think they're in this market, but although they used to be. John and Ken, I don't think you can hear them in Sacramento. But they're pretty right-wing. And I just got this from the California Democratic Party, and they are putting this information out. On Thursday, the host of the John and Ken Show on KFI in Los Angeles said, God, I hope the Republican Party goes down so bad in November. I really do. I want Bush to be punished so severely. I hope he gets investigated from here until his last day in office by the Democrats. What he's doing in this case is so cruel, so wrong, it's horrific. So I don't know what in this case means, but I can't believe that these conservative hosts, are they jumping ship? As long as Dickey was successful in his ratings, they were, nobody said a peep. Nobody said boo. But the minute he's looking, you know, he's now everybody's, even the conservative hosts. And remember now, all the a lot of the conservative hosts were invited to the Oval Office this past week to be persuaded by Dickey that to be the excreter of to be the chief excreters of Republican talking points. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, lows tonight, 55. Going to be an absolutely lovely weekend. I'm looking forward to it. 80, 81. We are at 79 and AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And Enid Live will be back in a moment.
Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, Tom Petty, the concert tonight. I am yours until 7, so just a few minutes longer. We've been talking about lots of things today. And let's head over to the phones and to Carolee in Sacramento. Hi, Carolee. You're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi. I was calling about your question about the shopaholism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the lady that you just were speaking to, at first I thought what she was saying was pretty reasonable. Then she started sounding a little bit like Tom Cruise. But I just wanted to say about the shopaholism and the food, and overindulgence in food and everything, it seems to me that they're really just symptoms of other things, such as depression, particularly depression that's so prevalent right now in our society, and that...
Is everybody, do you think...
I think the woman was correct that they're trying to come up with these different diseases to get more money. But anyway, that's what I was just thinking.
Well, let me ask you, because that's an interesting theory. With all these antidepressants out on the market, there is actually, and there's a wonderful James Hillman, a Jungian psychologist, who thinks that there's value in depression, but nobody, you know, who wants to go? I think you're made as much by the challenges in your life as you are by the things that go well in your life.
Maybe even more so
by the challenges, because you've got to develop muscles to deal with them.
Well, and true, but also, I mean, I think everyone has impulse thought. And generally when I go out and impulse buy, it's because something's, you know, I'm stressed out about something or I'm a little...
Well, you want to...
It's not continuous. I only do it once in a while.
Yeah, you want to make nice on yourself in some way, maybe.
Exactly.
I just
thought it's more of a symptom than it should... It shouldn't be called an actual disease, which I totally agree with that woman about.
So you think it should be a symptom rather than the disease itself?
And overeating and a lot of other things. Like
well, if you're saying that overeating is a result of depression, then is everybody, because obesity is such a huge medical problem now, is everybody depressed? Or is it there's some other complications
in
there?
I do think that as far as overeating and the obesity, particularly of young people, is a result of the the culture we're in and the advertisements on TV. I mean, you just sit and watch them, and you've got Carl's Jr. and their big hamburgers and everything else that's on TV.
You can have a Maloof burger with a $6,000 bottle of wine.
Exactly. But I don't think that has any psychological basis at all. It's just a culture of overindulgence. But
well, maybe so. There are
people that go ahead.
No, maybe it's people having a hard time restraining their appetites, whether sexual, whether foodie appetites, whether food fast food is cheap, and it's filled with a lot of fats. And but I also think there's a whole psychological component. And I think what we do when we medicalize, we make it so that you just can take a pill, you have some surgery, and it's all going to be fine. And you really got to. I think you always got to do your homework. I mean, every time I try to take a shortcut that way, the universe kind of slaps me around. So I can't. You got to do your homework. And when you do your homework, I think the benefits are more lasting, and I think you become healthier. But that's just a highly idiosyncratic.
I agree with you, and I think each of those things probably has multiple causes, and different people have different bases for what they do, whether they overeat or shop or whatever.
Carolee, I thank you very much for your thoughts
and for
calling us. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. We're talking about shopping, recreational shopping. It's a possibility of being considered an actual psychiatric disease. There must be some kind of a pill that they can sell you for that. That's probably why they're putting it in the DSM. Ken, in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, I have a excuse me. I came... I